chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. It's a busy week across America, almost Halloween. Halloween is like the one holiday of the year that people spend more money in decorating than I think even Christmas, right, Leslie?
I'm going to say the same.
Let me exclude your house from it, okay?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You have the brightest decorations on the block when it comes to Christmas holiday. But certainly Halloween, folks really go crazy for that. I mean, we certainly did when we had kids. And then I guess as the kids get older, it becomes like, I'll put out the pumpkin and maybe the corn, but that's about it.
No, scarier, more scary when the kids are gone. I don't know if you saw this Party City. You know, like last year it was that big 12-foot tall skeleton from the Home Depot. Party City put out one this year that's like 7 feet tall by 12 feet wide that looks like it's only from like the rib cage up, and it looks like it's crawling out of your ground. And there's like all kinds of posts on social media where people have it like in the pool or in the, like, it's awesome and I want it, but I couldn't figure out where to store it. So I didn't get it.
Well, we got a great show planned for you folks. As the weather gets colder, we all spend a lot more time indoors. And when it comes to carpets, they get funky faster, right? So we're going to share a recipe for a do-it-yourself carpet cleaner that can refresh your rugs. And the best part is you probably have everything you need to get it done right now.
All right, I love that. Nobody likes a funky carpet. Also ahead, fall is an amazing season for all those beautiful colors and lots of just fun seasonal activities, but it's also the start of fire season. So we're going to highlight fire prevention risks that you haven't thought of and give you some tips to eliminate them today.
And fall is also the start of the busy season for plumbers. Yep, that's right. With all that holiday cooking and cleanup, your pipes suffer the consequences. So we're going to share some tips on how you can avoid a very costly emergency call to a plumber a little later in the show.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into like every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's like just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah. It's
so called
swag.
Right?
Yeah.
Swag.
Yeah, I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. You plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right, I'll think on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create like a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
James and George is on the line with a new home that's coming with a stinky scent. Tell us what's going on.
Just got a home that had obviously been smoked in, not only cigarettes, but cigars from the previous owner.
Oh, yuck.
And yeah, and it is horrible, you know, and, you know, made my teenager just kind of sick even being in there. So, you know, I was going to do a slight remodel before we moved in anyway. I mean, I knew maybe pull the carpet out, but other than that, I'm kind of at a loss. I didn't know, will painting help? Should I clean the ductwork? Or I'm just kind of really at a loss on maybe what I could do to get rid of the smell.
The problem is that smoke gets into everything. So are we talking about the entire house here, or is it just one room?
Oh, no, it's the entire house.
So in order to really clean out that smell, you would have to pull the carpet. I mean, you could have it clean, but I suspect that it, you know, there's still going to be some residual. And then once you pull the carpet, then you have to paint the subfloor underneath the carpet.
Cause yeah, you got to let that odor in.
Soaks in, yeah. So you need to use like a primer quality paint to seal in that smoke odor. You need to do the same thing with the walls and ceilings. They have to be washed and then reprimed. And, of course, you got to get rid of any drapes or any other fabrics that are around.
Well, even wallpaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even wallpaper can soak it in.
Yeah, I noticed there was wallpaper in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah, and that all. So I think you're just going to have to tackle it, one step at a time. But basically, the smoke gets into everything, and you have to pull out those materials and seal underneath them in order to try to clear it.
Okay. And do you guys have any recommendations? Is there any way, like, to clean the ductwork or anything? I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on all the rest of it, and it just gets kicked back in.
The ductwork may just be dusty. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest problem. I think you're going to find that most of this odor is not so much the ductwork, because the ductwork is metal. You know, it doesn't really soak in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to find most of this is going to be in the drywall and in the subfloor and in the carpet and in those surfaces. And that's why they have to be cleaned and primed and then repainted.
Something like with a sealer primer?
Yeah, I would recommend that you use like an oil-based primer for this, because it really does a good job of sealing in whatever's underneath it. And that will be all you need at the subfloor. You can carpet back over that or put whatever flooring down you want over that. But for the walls, you can go ahead and prime them in, and then you could do a top layer of paint over that. But you got to do that first. I would use a solvent-based or oil-based primer for it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you taking
the time. Yes, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you, and good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this episode of The Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, carpet cleaning can be a real hassle, but doing a quick carpet refresh is not. We're going to share a DIY recipe that you can make from ingredients you probably already have around when the Money Pit returns.
Bobby Britt.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch new episodes of the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes, our basement has some cracks in it. And when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now, we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means
the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid, you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it up, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. Usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
I mean, sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove, like sort of prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive, you know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right, great. That sounds good.
All right, Holly, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Well, as the weather gets colder, we're spending a lot more time indoors. And when it comes to carpets, that can create its own cleaning challenges. You know, they get funky pretty fast. And once in a while, wouldn't it be nice if you could freshen up without the hassle of a full carpet cleaning? Well, using baking soda, salt, dried mint leaves, and lavender, you can make a quick natural carpet deodorizer to refresh the scent of your home. Here's a step-by-step guide.
Now, first, you want to gather the ingredients, the baking soda, the salt, and either the dried mint leaves or lavender buds. And then mix them up. You want to combine about 2 cups of baking soda with a 1/2 cup of salt. The baking soda will help neutralize the odors, while the salt helps to enhance the deodorizing effect. You mix the two ingredients together thoroughly, and then add those dried mint leaves or the lavender buds, and mix and stir the whole concoction. You're going to need about 1/4 to 1/2 cup of the herbs. You can adjust that to your preference. They both add a very pleasant scent, but they also enhance the deodorizing effect.
All right, now once that mix is ready, you want to vacuum your carpet to remove most of the dirt, then sprinkle the mixture evenly across the carpet. You can use a fine mesh strainer or a sifter. That's going to help you distribute it more evenly and avoid some clumps. And you want to pay special attention to the areas with strong odors or those high traffic areas. Now, once you put it on, you want to let it sit. Leave that baking soda, salt, and dried herb mixture on that carpet for about 20 to 30 minutes at least. You could do it more if you want. This gives it the time to absorb the odors and then freshen up the carpet fibers. Then you simply just vacuum your carpet thoroughly, and you want to make sure to go over the entire area to remove all the baking soda, the salt, those dried herbs. And with that, that funk is going to be gone and replaced with a beautiful, fresh, pleasant scent.
I love this recipe because if you're having company or something like that, it's a really easy way to give carpet a fresh scent, a refresh that's natural without the hassles of moving furniture and all this other stuff.
Bob in Rhode Island's on the line is having some mystery electrical issues at their house. What's going on?
I gutted the whole house out and rewired. I had an electrician come in and rewire the whole house. And he finished up, and I'm putting the plug covers on, and I plugged something in, and it didn't work. So I plugged another plug. It didn't work. I went to another one. It didn't work. So I called him back. He came over, and he said, there must be a plug buried somewhere. There's got to be an outlet buried underneath a new plaster. My question is, how can I find it?
So this guy did all this wiring work, and he missed the fact that he put in a whole bunch of outlets that had no power?
Yeah, can you imagine he didn't test the power when he was
done? No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This guy did not do his job, and he should be able to track this down for you.
Oh, yeah, he started tracking it, but he wanted to be paid for tracking it.
So he wanted to be paid for missing
it. Pay me more for my mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted more money.
Then you paid him for the rest of the work already.
Yeah, absolutely. I paid him for everything.
No, well, it's not right. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to track this down without specialized tools, I'll tell you that. It's kind of a matter of just taking each circuit and starting at the panel and then following the wires up to see where they go and trying to figure out where the disconnect is.
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, because as I looked when he was explaining to me how he wired, I think it's pretty odd. He wired like a T, come up with the live, and he went from one box and then went left and then also went right from the same power source. I mean, that's kind of weird. Even being an amateur, I would do that.
Yeah. You might want to try tracking it from the socket's back. You may have better luck trying to figure out where the disconnect is. It sounds like he didn't hook something up, though. If he rewired these outlets and didn't figure out that they weren't hot to begin with, that's a real problem.
Oh, no, he didn't rewire. We rewired the whole house. I took out all the wire in the house.
You took all the wire in the house out?
Oh, yeah, he started from scratch. It's all brand new wire.
Well, how is it possible he missed this? That's what I'm not getting.
Neither
am I. So when he went in to do the wiring, were the walls open? Did you pull the drywall out, or what was the case?
Oh, yeah, they gutted it. I totally ripped everything up. Picture, just imagine an old house without any...
Wow. So this guy goes in, he wires the whole house, you put the drywall in, he comes back in to hook everything up, and he's got a bunch of outlets that have no power. This is his problem, okay?
Yeah.
So this is his problem. You shouldn't be paying him twice. He screwed this up, and he needs to come back and fix it. Or you're going to have to sue him or file a complaint against his license.
Or all of the above.
This is his problem. This guy is incompetent, and you shouldn't be paying him to fix his blunders. You paid him to wire the whole house. He obviously blew it.
And an electrician is the last one you want doing, like, shortcuts and not great work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked when he expected to be paid the day he spent troubleshooting it.
Yeah, and he spent a day troubleshooting and still hasn't figured it out?
Correct. He had his hand out. I said, what are you kidding me? I got to pay you for not doing it right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's your option. Now, if you don't want him to come back, then the other thing you could do is hire a different electrician, but then you're going to have to go after him for the costs.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's where you're at, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. That's nuts.
I know I messed up, but...
But I'd like to be paid for my mistakes. Is that okay? Ridiculous.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely. For a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Up next, fall marks the start of fire season. We're going to highlight the hazards you're probably overlooking when the Money Pit continues after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and you can record your question right there.
James in Texas is on the line and having some issues with a window. What's going on?
Well, I have a 1928 brick veneer home in Texas. It's on the Register of Historic Properties in Texas. So the exterior of the house is dedicated to the public. I have problems with condensation on the interior window pane. It's a single pane, and I'm looking for some kind of an option to reduce the condensation and not alter the window casing.
Okay, so you have single pane windows, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes.
And you have condensation inside those windows because they're not very efficient, so there's no insulation in the windows at all.
Correct. So when we have a change in temperature, that's when the condensation occurs.
Of course, yeah. Because if it gets cold outside and you have warm, moist air inside, it strikes the windows and condenses. And that's why you get the condensation. So the only way to change that scenario is to either insulate the window, which you don't want to do, or to potentially reduce the amount of condensation and humidity inside your house. What kind of heating system do you have? Is it forced hot air?
It's a central air and heat.
Okay. So you could consider installing what's called a whole house dehumidifier. This is an appliance that's installed into that duct run. And when it's activated, it actually takes out quite a bit of humidity and moisture out of the air. Some of the ones that I've seen can take out like 50, 60 pints of water a day. So a lot of water can come out of that. And it's not inexpensive, but it is a solution. Other things that you could do would be to take some steps to try to reduce the amount of moisture that forms in the house by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter, because as water sits around the house, it soaks into the foundation, and that ends up converting to water vapor and adds the humidity inside the house. And, of course, making sure you're always using exhaust fans in the bathrooms and exhaust fans in the kitchen that actually vent outside. So that's really, it really comes down to that. You got to reduce humidity, or you have to increase the insulation.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Well, October is Fire Safety Month. It's the perfect time to make sure your family is safe from fire, which actually causes 3,000 deaths every year. Now, fire safety is not as simple as just changing out your smoke detector batteries. And I can tell you, as a former home inspector who's been through thousands of homes, there are lots of obvious and some not so obvious sources of house fires that you might be missing.
All right, first, let's talk about your heating equipment. It keeps your house and your family warm, but it can be the source of fires from a variety of causes. So you want to make sure to service the furnace, the water heater, the boiler, keep everything safe. Gas, oil, or propane-burning appliances get especially dirty, and they do have to be professionally cleaned every year.
Now, the same goes for your fireplace chimney. Combustion deposits can build up, and they can cause serious chimney fires. So have your chimney cleaned and inspected by a certified chimney sweep before the season gets underway. And when you use your fireplace, always burn hardwood logs. Softwoods like pine or cedar can clog your chimney, and steer clear of burning paper or branches, which can release embers that could ignite your roof.
All right, now portable heaters, they are very popular for keeping rooms warm, but they themselves pose serious fire risks. Before you use a heater, you want to read and study the manufacturer's instructions. You want to be very careful not to place the heater where it can be knocked over, and you want to keep it away from clothing, paper, furniture, draperies, all of that. Keep it away from any combustibles. Super important.
Now, finally, when you're putting more fuel in those heaters, make sure you let them cool down completely and never, ever mix or substitute fuels like gas and kerosene. Big mistake. Portable heaters designed for a single fuel, and if you mix it up with something else, it can cause a major fire or even an explosion. Now, if you want more tips on how to stay safe with the heating systems in your house, just go to moneypit.com. That's moneypit.com.
Thank you so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, this is the busiest time of year for one kind of contractor due to one simple problem. Want to guess who and why? We're going to tell you after this.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got some home improvement questions and you just don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home.
And you can follow The Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. So we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots, and so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side, and we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that, but we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if French drain is okay in Chicago. But yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we can control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and it's, you can see there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water in your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You know, you hire a drain cleaner.
Okay.
And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property, and I would extend the downspout so that the water does not collect around the foundation, either overgrade or underground. You extend them and get them out. If I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain, and basically that's a trench that's roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it, you lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it. And essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself, and that's sort of the aggregate, and that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got a pitch, so at least about a quarter inch a foot, so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down. Saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. They'll actually walk you through this step by step and just show you all the ways that that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, Halloween is the busiest time of the year for one trade in particular, and you might be surprised to know which one. It's plumbers. Yep. Halloween kicks off the season. That money starts rolling in for those guys, mainly because of what people are putting in their garbage disposals in the fall.
Yep, and with all the celebrating and cooking going on, lots of stuff being shoved down there can really clog up the works. For example, one of the most common is pumpkin guts. They're gooey, they're fibrous, they're full of seeds, and guess what? They're going to clog a garbage disposal faster than you can say boo. Now, the same goes for your toilet. If you think, I'll flush them, that seems like a good answer. No. This is true with any stringy or fibrous vegetable. Think about things like celery, potato peels, and here's a weird one, shrimp shells. These can all wreak havoc on the disposal and the toilet, so don't do either.
Now, it might seem obvious to you, but plumbers also get a lot of calls after someone dumps grease or oil or fat down the drain. Just because it goes down the drain doesn't mean it gets much farther than that, so just don't do it.
So if you don't want to pay for your plumber's kids to go to college, which is what you're going to pay during the holiday season or on a weekend, you can start composting all of those leftover veggies and then dump that grease in the garbage.
Good point. If you've got questions about keeping the plumbing clear in your house, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, now we're headed to Florida where we've got Richard on the line who's got a question about a thief. What's going on?
Yes, I'd like to put a hole in the foundation of the house to put a safe in. How do I break up the foundation? It's very hard.
Yeah, but for good reason, too. So when you say foundation, you mean the outside wall or are you talking about like a concrete floor?
A concrete floor.
Okay. And you're in Florida, so this is a slab house?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if there is any plumbing running through that floor? Because I would imagine certainly the bathroom pipes, the kitchen pipes, all that kind of stuff is running through that floor, and there certainly is a risk that you could break something if you happen to do this in the wrong location.
Well, not that I know of. This is a closet.
A closet, okay. Well, what we're concerned is it's along an outside wall?
No, it's behind the door.
So it's sort of towards the middle of the slab is what I'm asking about. It doesn't matter what room it is. I'm trying to figure out what the risks are of you running into some plumbing in that slab, for example.
I don't think there's any plumbing. What I was told is there might be some rebar or some metal screening.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I'm worried about electrical wiring. I don't think there's anything in that area.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We really don't know. I mean, the answer to your question is that you use a concrete saw to get into that. Concrete saw and a lot of backbreaking labor. But, you know, while it might seem like a good idea, it's not necessarily the only way for you to secure a safe. You know, you could bolt it to the concrete.
Well, I could do that, right, but I just thought the other way would be a better option. But
yeah,
if it's too hard to do, I won't tackle it.
It's a big, big job, and it does have some risks associated with it, Richard, because we just don't know what's under there. So I think if it was me, I would opt for bolting this thing into the floor. And I know they have a lot of kits for you to do that, and the bolts basically are inside the safe, so it's not like anybody can, like, reach the top and unscrew it.
Right. I was supposed to do this when I built the house. I understand that.
Yeah. And by the way, when you look into this, there's a product called a security bolt, which is virtually impossible to break.
I see.
So you want to use those kinds of bolts.
Okay. Thank you very much, Yeho.
Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, some people with old homes see sloping floors as a problem, but we see them as charm. Find out why it pays not to fix a floor that's lost its level when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House as a monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org. Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Again, because if you do, you might end up with more problems than you really counted on.
All right, now we've got one from Robert, who writes that he has a dual shower head where one has a mount that sticks to the shower walls. I can't get it to stay. I've tried several glues. I've let them dry, and they fall off right away. Is there any good glue out there that I can buy?
You know, I had this exact problem, Leslie, with my mom's house down in Florida. She had one of those aftermarket shower extenders where you had, you know, the shower that was up in the normal position, then you had the wand, then you had another head that was down low. And the bottom of that sort of bracket was adhered by like a double stick tape, I'll call it, to the wall, and it would never stay. So my solution was to pick up from an auto body supplier some tape. It's called mounting or attachment tape. It's what you use to attach like molding to the outside of a car. So it's completely weatherproof. It's two-sided, and it's designed to stand up to water, to stand up to sun, to stand up to salt and ice and all that kind of stuff. Now, 3M makes a regular and a super strength version. And because this is a shower wall, I would be really careful, Robert, to make sure I clean it very thoroughly. Wipe that surface down with alcohol to make sure you got no soap scum or anything else that's going to interrupt that seal. Now, what I would do is it's two-sided tape. You peel off the both sides to release the adhesive, but peel off the side that you're going to attach to the shower bracket itself. Get that exactly where you want. You can trim it to fit, and then you can peel off the other pieces and attach it to the wall. And I just pushed it in there really, really well, and last I checked, it was still there. So I think the key is to use the auto body mounting tape and not anything else, because anything else just not strong enough to make that work.
All right, that is a good tip. Hopefully that works out for you, Robert, because nothing is worse than trying and not getting that project to completion. So get in there and get an awesome shower.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall, almost Halloween weekend. We hope that your house is decorated and cheery for the holidays ahead. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to get done this time of year as we slide quickly into winter, reach out to us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Just a trickle of desperately needed aid being led into Palestinian territory in southern Israel after the border between Egypt and Gaza was opened today. First aid allowed since Hamas pulled off its brutal attack 2 weeks ago. Only 20 trucks allowed in, and that's what aid workers say, not enough. The fallout from the Israeli-Hamas war is spilling into the workplace. Company leaders and workers sometimes weighing in with their views and getting criticized for speaking out.
Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the Hamas attack in Israel. Angela Berg, founder of workplace consultancy firm Parallax, says given how diverse America is, leaders need to be sensitive when making statements.
There was a moment where there wasn't full inclusion when those leaders didn't think about other employees and what their experience was.
The CEO of a prominent tech conference is facing boycotts after he publicly suggested Israel was committing war crimes. Company bosses have vowed never to hire members of a university student groups that condemned Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Norma heading for the resorts of Los Cabos on the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Meanwhile, Tammy is on the East Coast. National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Cangelosi says Tammy could bring heavy rain and flooding to the Lesser Antilles.
It's closest to the island of Guadalupe. This is all across the Eastern Caribbean. Maximum winds are near 85 miles an hour, so it's a Category 1 hurricane. And the path of the storm should be turning generally to the north, so this is not a concern for the United States. Should pass to the east of Puerto Rico as well and the U.S. Virgin Islands. They could get some rain there, but they should be east of the main impact.
This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
This story has lawsuit written all over it.
A homeowner wondering what to do next after a company demolished her home in Atlanta. Susan Hodgson says she found a pile of rubble where her longtime family property had stood when she returned from vacation. She says a person in charge admitted he was at the wrong address. In the meantime, the wrecking company says it is investigating and working to, quote, resolve the matter. Jason Walker reporting.
The SAG-AFTRA strike marking its 100th day today. While writers are back at work after ending their strike, no end in sight for the actors. Talks ended October 11th when studios walked away from the negotiating table, saying the two sides were too far apart to go on. The prolonged strike's already starting to affect the upcoming award season and Christmas show production. More at townhall.com. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returning home on a special flight from Dubai today, his return ending 4 years of self-imposed exile in London. For the latest, here's the BBC's Caroline Davies.
With elections scheduled for January, Mr. Sharif is returning from the UK. However, he faces significant hurdles, including overcoming several prison sentences and a lifetime disqualification from standing for office. This week, he received temporary bail, making it unlikely he'll be arrested upon his arrival. Most analysts believe it's highly unlikely that he would return without some agreement with Pakistan's politically powerful military, the same institution he was viewed to have fallen out with when he was imprisoned.
Ukrainian officials say at least two civilians killed, others wounded in the past 24 hours, as Russian forces continued to shell areas across the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on if it's the Halloween decor? We understand, because that's coming up in my house about a week. And it's time to get everything out from storage and get it ready to be decorated from the outside and get ready for all those kiddies to come and with their demands for candy, or they'll leave you with a trick. We don't want that to happen. So we got lots of treats around. And if you've got a treat in the way of a home improvement project that you'd like to get done, or a decor project, or a repair, or remodel, we would love to help you do just that. You can reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, icicles. They can look very pretty hanging from the edge of your roof, but they might signal ice dams with a potential for serious roof leaks. With winter on the way, that could very easily happen, so we've got tips on how to make sure it doesn't happen to you.
And textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades. But if you've ever had to make a repair to those textured surfaces, you know that it is messy and time-consuming and just not really a fun part of your project. Well, now there's a way to do this that's super simple. We're going to share that DIY tip just ahead.
And if you're getting ready for your first major remodel, congratulations, and we are sure you want everything to go perfectly. But, unfortunately, home improvement and perfect are two words that you don't often hear in the same sentence. So we're going to share tips on how to avoid the hidden surprises that come with that territory.
But most importantly, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing the job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. Give us a call. Let us know how we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Sandy in Texas on the line who's got a question about texturing drywall. Tell us about your project.
I stripped the wallpaper in our kitchen, and so it's down to sheetrock, and we'd like to put texture in it, but I'd like to do it as simply as possible. So I've heard that you can put texture into paint, and I'd like some more information about that or what you recommend.
That is possible, right, Leslie, to use an additive in paint, but frankly, we usually get the opposite question. Most people call us wanting to take the texture away. So I would say, Sandy, are you really sure you want to do this? Because once it gets on there, it's hard to make it go away.
Right, yes. I mean, our other walls have some texture. I mean, and it's not a heavy texture. It's just a little bit to make it just not the flat sheetrock.
And it's a texture in the paint, or it's an actual texture within the drywall itself, almost like a stippling?
Well, I'd rather not go that route, is the stippling or spackling. I'd like to add some texture to the paint just to give the wall something other than the smooth drywall.
Well, there's a couple of different techniques that you can use. First, there's something called a linen technique. That's done with almost like a wallpaper brush, sort of a very short, stiff bristle that's, you know, maybe 12 inches to 18 inches wide, and you put the paint on, and then you sort of drag that brush through, and that gives you a linear texture to it, and that can kind of look like wallpaper, and you can do it with one color or do a base color and then let that dry and then put a thinner coat on top and then drag that line through. You could do something that's almost called a Venetian plaster, but that involves, you know, sort of marbling the texture on and burnishing it and rubbing it, and it really is a heavier coat of paint and plaster, but that gives a really interesting sort of cloudy textural look that sometimes has a high shine to it. There's a suede texture. I think Ralph Lauren is one of the paints that makes that. And that has, it really does look like suede. It has that sort of like rubbed, softer, matte-looking texture to it. There's a sanded finish where there's actual sand in the paint. Sometimes that can feel a little rough, almost like a sandpaper, but that gives a nice texture too. They all have different application techniques, so if I were looking at a paint that has a specific texture in a home center, I'd make sure that I really read those directions and looked at what that manufacturer was recommending for the application process and get those correct tools and do the proper prep work for it. Because some of those textures are, you know, kind of labor-intensive for a DIYer, and you want to make sure you get it right.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I will look into the things you've suggested here and make a decision then.
I hope that helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
John in Arizona needs some help venting a water heater. Tell us what you're working on.
I'm going to install a tankless hot water heater, and I'm curious, a gas tankless hot water heater, curious if there's any simple way to vent it on the interior wall of the house.
Well, you obviously have to get that exhaust out. So that means you're going to probably have to go up if we're on the interior wall of the house. You can't downdraft something like that. So you need to be on a space where you can get that vent pipe up through the interior wall, up to the attic, and out through the roof. Now, depending on the efficiency, that may not have to be a metal vent pipe. It could potentially be a plastic vent pipe. But that's going to depend on the efficiency of the water heater and whether or not it's a condensing version, which basically takes as much heat out of that, out of those gases, so all that's left is basically water vapor, and then that can vent out of a plastic pipe. But you do have to have it vented. The other thing that you could do is you can direct vent those. So you could go out, say, through a sidewall. Many times I've seen those, you know, mounted on an exterior wall, and they basically turn right through the wall and go right out. Now, there are rules about how close that vent termination needs to be, or more accurately, how far away that vent termination needs to be from a window, but you can direct vent those as well.
Right. From the top of your head, do you know the smallest diameter I could get away with on venting it?
No, I don't know the specification precisely, but I would guess it's around 3 inches. I've seen these come through roofs many times. It's usually around a 3-inch vent pipe.
Right. Okay, well, that answers my question. Thank you.
All right, John. Well, good luck with that project. I think you're going to enjoy a lot of efficiencies with the tankless water heater, in addition to the fact that you'll never run out of hot water.
All right, now we've got Sue on the line who's got some green stuff growing on the roof. What's going on?
What size copper flashing to put on the roof to prevent mold buildup?
Hey, Sue. So here's some tips to get rid of that green stuff. By the way, it's probably not mold. It's more likely moss that's growing up there. And the more sunlight you get on your roof, the lesser the chance that that's going to be able to take hold. So sunlight is definitely the best aldicide to get rid of moss and anything else that's like it. You mentioned the copper flashing. That is a trick of the trade that we have used from time to time and talked about on this show. And basically it works like this. You take a piece of copper flashing and you add it to the very top ridge of the roof. So obviously maybe not you, but a roofer that can go on up there and do that. And the copper flashing will catch the rainwater, and then it will release some of its metal as it washes down the roof, as it trickles down the roof, and that will wash and act as a mildicide and also help keep that roof clean. You would need probably a 8-inch wide strip of copper on both sides at the peak of the roof for this to work. You often will see the effect of this, by the way, if you look at chimneys that have copper flashing that have like clean streaks underneath them. That's because that roof's getting clean by that copper flashing, and we can extend it to the entire roof if we add it across the entire peak.
Thanks so much for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, icicles on trees are pretty. Icicles on your roof, well, they might signal ice dams with the potential for serious leaks. I'll tell you how to avoid that when The Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on, guys, at your Money Pit, if you can dream it, you can build it. and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading to Bismarck, North Dakota, where it just sounds cold saying that. Welcome to the Money Pit, Alan. How can we help you?
I've got a pretty good lawn, but it needs some reseeding. Okay. And I was told that if you reseed just before the snow falls, it will set in there during the winter, and then when the spring comes, it'll automatically start to grow and come up without doing a whole lot of other work to it. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much, but not like right before the snow comes. Like the fall is a good season to do that, but early to mid-fall would be the right time. And so the reason you're doing that is because you're giving the lawn more time to grow deep roots so that by the time next summer comes around, it doesn't get dried out because the roots are shallow. So fall's the right time to be seeding a lawn, definitely. So I would rake the lawn and add some new seed to it any time now. September, October are great months to do this, but I would not wait until like when the winter is like on the way because it's just not going to grow. You want to give it a couple of months to really take root before that winter hits, and then it will continue in the early spring, and it will be in good shape by the time the summer comes around.
Okay, so now's a good time. And I have a few weeds that I'm not sure really what they are, but I've used a little 2,4-D, and that's taken them out, and so they're crispy. Do I need to rake those up and do anything, or can I just seed right over them?
If you've just got a few weeds and you pull them out, I wouldn't worry about it. I'd seed right over it right now, and then next spring you could use a pre-emergent to stop those weeds from coming through.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Great. Thanks for calling us, and good luck with that project.
We've got Margaret on the line who wants to talk about lead in a bathroom. Tell us about it.
My house was built in 1948. It has an old metal tub and ceramic tiles, but the ceramic tiles have been tested and confirmed to have lead. I was advised that if I ever want to remove them, I should be sure that the contractor who does that is trained and certified on safe removal of tiles containing lead. But when I've asked some local contractors about that, they kind of shrug and don't seem to understand that anything different would be required. Can you suggest some questions for me to ask contractors to help determine if they truly do know and understand how to deal with tiles containing lead and safe removal?
Hey, Margaret, you know, we generally don't hear too much about lead paint in baths or in their case in ceramic tiles. The glazing, I know, of some of those older tiles can contain lead. More often we'll hear about lead paint in a house of that age. But to your question about how to find a contractor, you need somebody that is EPA certified in lead paint renovation or lead paint removal. That's the type of professional that you would need to hire. And if the contractors you're talking to just kind of shrug their shoulders when you say that, then obviously they're not the right firms. Now, I will say that the risk of lead paint exposure from a tile is probably a lot less than from the paint, just because it's harder for it to be released. But another option to consider, which some folks are doing, is that they are recoating the tile with an epoxy finish. Now, you could use a product like Ecopel, which is an epoxy tub resurfacer that I recently used and was very pleased with, that can coat the tub surface, even coat the tile surface, and give you a really durable surface that will prevent any lead exposure to the surface of the tile. But it all comes down to the risk happening when it's time to remove those tiles. That's when it can get into the air, and that's when you have to basically be set up right to contain that dust and get all that material out and away from the house without exposure to anyone in the area and certainly anyone in the house. So I hope that gives you some direction, some options to follow, and good luck with that project.
Well, in just a couple of months, it's going to be winter, you guys. And while snow on your roof and those pretty icicles on the eaves certainly look lovely and wintry and very festive, both could actually mean that you have a problem. Heavy snowfalls followed by those warmer days that often allow ice to dam up along your roof edge where it's going to block melting snow, and that can lead to some serious leaks inside your home.
Yeah, that's right. And it's much more common in warmer attics because those attics are not properly ventilated. So to prevent this, you need to make sure that your attic does have adequate ventilation, with good soffit and ridge ventilation being particularly important. And if you plan to replace your roof, be sure you have a contractor install ice and water shield. Now, that's a product that can be installed under the roof edge, and it goes up under, say, about the first 3 feet of roof from the edge on up, and it basically provides an extra layer of protection against those ice dams because that's where they form. And if one did try to form and tried to back up right there, it can get under the roof shingles, but it can't get past the ice and water shield, and that will stop it and keep your insides dry.
Now, here's an interesting point. If you live in a southern climate, ice and water shield underlayment can actually protect your home from leaks from heavy wind-driven rain, you know, the type that you might get with a hurricane. In that installation, it would cover the entire roof, and then you go and install the shingles right on top of it.
Yeah, the idea is that when the shingles get blown off in a strong storm, that ice and water shield basically is still attached because it's very sticky in a way. It adheres right to the plywood sheathing, and therefore it's going to protect your home until you can get back to fixing it. And that's just one of the many tricks of the trade that we try to share with you every week here on The Money Pit. So if you've got a question about a problem or an issue with your home, reach out to us right now at moneypit.com/ask.
Mike in Michigan's online with a question about installing a whole house fan. What's going on there, Mike? What's your situation?
I've got a brand picked out. It's the Tamarack, I think, that you guys I've seen on This Old House videos. And my question is the location. It needs to be installed at a central location at the highest point. For that, for us, that's a great room. It gets warmest. It includes a kitchen. It's got vaulted ceilings. But that portion is at an angle of the roof, and I'm wondering if it's not recommended. I don't have the unit, but I'm wondering if it can be installed on an angle, or if installing something like that on a kitchen in a kitchen is a poor idea. Another variable is that next year we'll be doing a kitchen remodel. We don't have a range hood; we just have the microwave version of that, and if I should instead get a proper range hood that exhausts out of the house and then find a different location for the whole house fan, what is it that you guys suggest?
All right, let's break this up into pieces here. So first of all, your question is, where does the whole house fan go? It can't go on a cathedral ceiling, which is what you're describing to us. It has to go on a flat ceiling where there's an attic space above, because in that attic space you have to have exhaust venting. Basically, it pulls the air from your house up into the attic space. Usually it goes out through some very large gable vents down the end of the building, because you can't too terribly pressurize that attic space. So it's not going to work in the great room that you've described. I thought maybe you were going to tell me that you had a little bit of an attic above that, but it sounds like you have no attic. So it's really not designed for that particular type of installation, because you have to get plenty of exhaust ventilation in that space or it's not going to work. Now, you do bring up a good point with what's the effect of this whole house fan on a kitchen and other ventilation systems. If you're not careful, you can depressurize the whole house, and that can certainly take not only the kitchen smoke and stuff, take it out through the fans, but I've seen it depressurize a house so much that it reverses the draft on the heating system, which is, of course, really bad because now you're pulling your combustion gases into the house. So it's the kind of thing that you really need to approach carefully, maybe get some expert help to make sure you're not overdoing it and finding the right place for that. But typically you're going to put that in a second floor hallway, or if it's in a ranch, somewhere near the bedrooms. And the way you use that, of course, is you've got to have some windows or doors open in different parts of the house when that fan kicks on, so that you're pulling a breeze through. Otherwise you'll just depressurize the house, and that could lead to all sorts of issues.
Yeah, that's fantastically helpful. But so you would not recommend putting it in that area, even if I was to open a window? You say don't put it in the cathedral ceiling portion of the home.
Depends on how big that attic is. If I had a really small attic that was just barely big enough to fit that fan, I probably wouldn't do it.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, sir.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades. I mean, seriously, they've been around for forever. But if you have ever had to repair a textured surface, You know that it's messy and it's time consuming and it's just not the fun part of that project. Well, there's a way to do that that's super simple now, and we're going to tell you how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, textured walls and ceilings have been popular for decades, and while we don't see this as much in new construction these days, there are still millions and millions of homes built in the last 20 or 30 years where popcorn and other textured surfaces were used. But if you've ever had to modify or repair a textured surface, you may have found that it's often a messy and very time-consuming part of the project. Well, DAP now has a new product that offers a simple solution. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it's available for orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures. To learn more, we welcome DAP's Senior Product Manager for the new line, Raquel Beckett. Welcome, Raquel.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you today.
I tell you, for somebody that has done a fair number of wall or ceiling repairs when textures were involved, it really is difficult to come up with a surface that matches what you had in the past. And, you know, I think folks don't realize it, but if you get like a leak, say a roof leak, and you have a textured, say, popcorn ceiling, or if maybe you have to replace an electrical outlet or do some modifications, and now you have to do a patch, and the wall was textured, you need to figure out how to restore that surface. And it's never been an easy situation, but you guys now have basically put these textures in a spray can, making it a real simple process. So tell us how this all works.
Yeah, absolutely. Texture is supposed to help actually with the wall imperfections. So it's really disappointing, to your point, when you have a repair and then you have to really go through a whole arduous process of try to figure out how to match the texture on your wall. We have come up with a new product now that has a new inner workings with a flexible tubing that basically it's a patented system that allows for spray out consistent with no pressure loss and a wide even spray. And that's going to make the repair so much easier for homeowners, not frustrating. They're not going to be battling the product, trying to get something out of the can and spraying randomly in random places. So we feel that we've taken some of the pain points out of the homeowner and addressed them with this particular product.
Now, Raquel, I know you guys have sort of created a new technology when it comes to how you actually spray and use the can because, I mean, let's face it, a lot of times we're doing this project on the ceiling and you're holding the can in a weird way or you're kind of upside down and it's not spraying because it's upside down, but you guys have totally gotten rid of that problem. So how does that work?
That's correct. It's basically, it's this patented tubing that we have put inside the can that allows you for that nozzle to rotate a 60-degree angle. So you are not fighting gravity when you're trying to expel the product out of the can. And again, with that texture nozzle that allows you to pretty much be able to target overhead and hard-to-reach areas.
Now, I think the new simple texture comes in like three different options, popcorn, knockdown, and orange peel. Now, everybody knows what a popcorn ceiling looks like, what that texture is. But can you kind of explain what orange peel and knockdown is? Because I kind of thought they were the same.
Absolutely. So orange peel is a texture. It looks like the basically like the peel of an orange. So another way to describe it is chicken bumps. So it's just, you know, little dots depending on the size of the texture that you get, fine, medium, or heavy, you're going to have little dots or larger dots. And that is a pretty common texture that is used for, again, hiding imperfections on the wall. Then you get into knockdown. Knockdown is a texture. It's a texture that requires a secondary process. So you're basically going to be spraying onto the wall. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a putty knife and you're going to go parallel to the wall and basically knock down the texture, which is going to leave you with a much finer texture compared to an orange peel. So an orange peel is going to be very noticeable on your walls. A knockdown is not going to be as noticeable on your walls. But both of them are pretty nice textures to create accent walls or to hide imperfections.
And you could use this product for both. You could use it for new construction. Let's say if you're building, I don't know, an alcove or some place like that where you want to use texture as a feature. It's available in a can, so it's super easy to access. You don't need a lot of equipment here. It's basically just a type of spray can that's been modified to handle the textured products, which are thicker and a lot more complicated than moving straight spray paint through a can, right?
Yes. Yes, we're definitely taking some of those pain points from the user. In the past, you could use that using, you know, different vehicles. You could use a dry mix. You could use what is called a compressor and a hopper gun to try to achieve those textures. But it is a very arduous process from a setup perspective as well as from a cleanup perspective. So what this particular product allows you to do is quickly get a repair in and out, or to your point, you know, a room, and be done with it, not a lot of setup at all, and basically no cleanup.
What's the drying time on this? Is it something that you have to kind of do the night before and come back the next morning, or is it quicker?
No, the drying time is pretty fast. For the water-based formulations, which is going to be pretty much orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn, it's going to be 30 minutes. And we do have an oil-based formulation for the orange peel that dries in 5 minutes.
The product is called the 2-in-1 Wall and Spray Ceiling Texture. It's made by DAP. You can learn more at DAP.com, DAP.com. Rachel Beckett, Senior Product Manager, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you so much, Tom and Leslie. I really appreciate it.
Coming up, if you're getting ready for your first major remodel, hidden surprises, well, they are par for the course. But while you can't control everything, planning definitely gets you as close to perfect as possible. We've got some tips on how to avoid some of the most common remodeling mistakes when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Hey guys, what are you working on? You have some home improvement questions, but you're just stuck and you need some help and you don't know who to ask? Well, you ask us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, heading south to Florida where Dorothy is on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have engineered flooring, and I want to redo it. It's worn in spots, and nobody seems to be able to tell me what to do with it, how to refinish it.
So engineered flooring, Dorothy, is not a product that's designed to be refinished. It's not like hardwood floor where you can sand it because it doesn't have as thick of a surface. Engineered flooring is made up of layers. It's more like plywood where you have different types of wood that are glued together, and it gives you dimensional stability, and it's good for damp locations, but it's not necessarily designed to be refinished. So this may be a case where you need to remove and replace rather than refinish it.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of different types of flooring that are available today aside from the engineered hardwood floor. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank, which can look just like wood or many other materials, but it's completely 100% waterproof. And you may even be able to install this on top of the old floor and not have to worry about even taking it up and avoiding the expense and the hassles of having to do a tear out. Is this engineered hardwood on a cement slab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard to get up because it's probably glued down. That's how they usually do that. So you may want to look at the engineered vinyl plank. Take a look at Lumber Liquidators, or as they go now, their new name is LL Flooring, and look at all the beautiful engineered vinyl planks. I put down two of those floors, in one in a kitchen and one in a laundry room, and they really have worn very, very well, and they're not expensive either.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll check that out.
Good luck, Dorothy. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you're getting ready for your first major remodeling project, I'm sure you want everything to go perfectly, but unfortunately, hidden surprises, they are par for the course. But while you can't control everything, good planning definitely gets you as close to perfect as possible. We've got some tips on how to avoid some of the most common remodeling mistakes.
Now, top of the list is hiring the wrong general contractor. Having a pro handle the details and provide expertise is going to help your project go smoothly, and a good pro can often spot potential problems before the walls are opened up and prepare you for their impact. So choose carefully, get references from recent as well as customers the pro has worked for a year or two or more ago, and use services like Angie to see real reviews and get a sense as to how the work has gone for others and stood up over time.
Yeah, now here's another no-no, and that's getting estimates without specs. When you get your bid, it helps to have those specifics nailed down. Product names, model numbers, paint colors, design drawings, all of that. Otherwise, you have no idea what that general contractor is planning to include in his price. Plus, there's really no way to do an apples-to-apples comparison between those contractors when everybody's bidding on whatever.
Yeah, and lastly, don't change the plan. If you reconfigure the plan during your remodel, that's going to tap your budget and test the patience of your contractor. So take time before that job starts to get every detail nailed down. And as the saying goes, plan your work and then work the plan. Now, if you do have to make changes, make sure that you and your contractor sign a change order, which is a statement of what the change is and whether it's going to add or detract from the contract price and by how much. If you do that, you're going to avoid surprises when the job is done, and you will be totally satisfied without having any shocking extra costs when you're ready to celebrate the work that was completed.
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. I'm not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it is not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like it came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener. And there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is if you know when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Thanks for joining us this episode of The Money Pit. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, are you ready to hibernate this winter in a finished basement? We're going to help Mirabelle make some smart choices for flooring that looks as good as it performs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Shasta County Gun Owners, a chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association, is having a dinner and auction fundraiser Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Great prizes including lots of firearms, food by Rockin' Pea Barbecue. Each dinner ticket gets you a chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Get tickets in writing at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spa. To donate or volunteer, call 962-5168. That's 962-5168.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic. A longtime favorite, created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Details.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Mirabelle reached out to Team Money Pit for suggestions on basement flooring. She says we're renovating the basement to provide space for a home office and wondered what option we might have for a floor. We really like hardwood, but we understand that's a no-no because it can swell. What are the best waterproof or damp-proof floor options?
Hey, that's a great question. And Leslie, I'd say there's a lot of options today, more so than ever before. I mean, it's not just, you know, paint or no paint. You can use, if she likes hardwood, she could use engineered hardwood, which is dimensionally stable. It's a floating floor, and it's not going to take a major flood, but it can be used in that space. But you don't have to. I mean, let's talk about luxury vinyl plank or the rigid vinyl plank. Those are two options that are inexpensive. Like we're talking, I don't know, $3, $4, $5 a square foot. And they're super, super durable. And best of all, they're 100% waterproof. But what do you think about the patterns and colors?
I mean, there's so many great looks and plank variations. So if you have a certain wood style plank in mind, there is going to be one that matches that. But also there are looks that sort of feel like a marbly pattern or just sort of like a blend of colors or washes. Like there's really some interesting options out there. So depending on that look of your basement space or how you're using the basement space, you can find something that works. There's also tile is a great option, and you can get tile that looks like a wood floor. And I think that's a great choice for the basement as well. I mean, think about it. You'd throw an area rug on a hardwood floor anyhow. So you're kind of achieving that same look. You can add a couple of area rugs. You know that those, you know, God forbid there's a flood, the area rug might not fare so well, but the flooring sure as heck is. And then you can have those rugs to just give you some warmth, some coziness, some additional color. So I would take a look at some of those options.
Yeah, and the tile, the ceramic tile that's like a wood plank tile is incredibly strong, super durable. And I think that's a great suggestion. So you got options. They're all at different budget levels, but they're all going to be waterproof. So Mirabelle, thanks so much for reaching out, and good luck with that project. Let us know how you do. Well, if you've ever thought wine cellars are just for a chosen few, they're not. More and more people are converting at-home spaces these days into functional and ambient storage for their reds and their whites and their bubblies and their blends. And Leslie has tips for doing just that in your space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, any space in your home can be converted into a wine cellar, but an unfinished basement is best for a few reasons. First of all, to properly preserve wine, your storage space shouldn't be in the direct sunlight. You got to keep it dark. Now, unfinished basements also have built-in climate control. They keep cool, damp air in, and they keep that outside air out. The ideal temperature here for wine storage is 57 degrees Fahrenheit with 55 to 60% humidity, temperatures that are easy to achieve in most underground spaces. Next, you want to add storage for your collection. So consider wine rack systems made of mahogany, which thrives in cool, damp environments, and it's not going to warp. You might even want to incorporate a tasting area with a countertop or tables and chairs. And finally, you're going to need light to see your way around, but also to add that perfect wine cellar ambiance. And LED lighting is ideal because neither emits additional heat. And stylish recessed lights can help you shed light literally on your most prized vintages and labels. And best of all, you're going to have a great place to hang out with the ladies or the guys or whatever it is and have a beautiful wine party, which is great for the winter season.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. So we're going to share some tips for spending less on heat without giving up comfort on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Targets in the West Bank struck by Israeli Air Force. Officials believe a compound underneath a mosque in Jenin refugee camp was being used by Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists to plan recent attacks. Meanwhile, an analysis of more than a dozen videos found the deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital Tuesday likely caused by a rocket fired from inside Palestinian territory that veered off course and broke up in the air before crashing back to the ground. Military weapons expert and retired Army Colonel David Shank says he doesn't buy into some of the online speculation it could have been the result of Israel's Iron Dome defense system shooting down a rocket out of the sky.
Iron Dome, they don't engage a target unless it's going to impact a critical asset, such as a population area, maybe a power grid, maybe a military base, a command and control node, something of critical importance. It's technically designed to take the best shot, you know, that gives it the highest probability of kill. For Iron Dome, that highest probability of kill is not over Gaza.
Big Apple chaos says thousands of anti-Israeli protesters clashed with police after refusing to clear the street during a Flood Brooklyn for Palestine protest that shut down traffic and saw miscreants light fires as they fought with police. GOP-led House left for the weekend as Republicans again failed to elect a new speaker.
The Republican conference on Friday voted to abandon Jordan as their candidate for speaker. The secret ballot came hours after the Ohio Republican lost a third round of voting on the House floor. The latest development leaves the House in chaos and paralyzed. Jordan was the Republican's second shot at replacing the speaker. It had first nominated House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana for the post, but resistance to his candidacy, mailing from Jordan supporters, forced him to withdraw just a day later.
Edwin Moore reporting. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A major pediatricians group is casting doubt on powdered mixes known as toddler's milk.
A new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says the powdered drinks marketed for older babies and toddlers as toddler milks are unregulated, unnecessary, nutritionally incomplete, and often contain high amounts of added sugar and salt. The products are packaged similarly to infant formula, but are not subject to the same federal regulations with regular inspections. The report also found that manufacturers make unproven claims that the drinks boost kids' brains or immune systems. Experts say toddlers older than age one should eat a balanced diet of solid foods and drink breast milk, fortified whole cow's milk, and water. I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of students nationwide face challenges learning math due to disabilities such as dyscalculia, that's a neurodevelopmental learning disorder caused by differences in parts of the brain that are involved with numbers and calculations. Breaking news at townhall.com. A new vaping problem for communities.
How do you get rid of millions of disposable e-cigarettes that are considered hazardous waste? The devices contain nicotine, lithium, and other materials that cannot be reused or recycled. Under federal law, they also aren't supposed to go into the trash. With little federal guidance, local officials are finding their own ways to dispose of e-cigarettes collected from schools, colleges, and vape shops. Vaping critics say the industry has skirted responsibility for the environmental impact of its products. John Scott reporting.
A clinical trial is recruiting thousands of volunteers to figure out if 3D mammograms are better than the standard 2D imaging for catching advanced cancers. The trial includes a large number of black women who face disparities in breast cancer death rates. More on those medical studies. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. John Roberts is standing by over in Tel Aviv. He's bringing us the latest. He'll be heading home soon. He'll be on America Reports later, but he's live from Israel with us. And Senator Hagerty will be here. He is very upset about the pick that President Biden has made to be the next ambassador to Israel. Because of his track record. I'm talking about Jack Lew and what he did behind the scenes lying to Congress, lying to the Senate about what he was doing to push forward.
forward on the Iranian deal, what he was doing with their capital, trying to convert it into dollars and euros. We'll discuss that a little bit later, as well as the president's speech last night. Before we get to John Roberts, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Well, you all said that we were going to lose between the first vote and the second vote. You all said we were going to lose 10 to 15 votes. We stayed the same. We picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, I just know that we need to get a speaker as soon as possible so we can get to work for the American people.
The oddest press conference in the history of odd press conferences, Jim Jordan calls one to say that, essentially, I'm doing the same thing I was doing, trying to be speaker, and I'm about 20 votes short. House chaos inexplicably continues. We still don't have a speaker. It is bad for the country. It is terrible for the party. We'll see what happens today or this weekend.
Number two.
These small-scale attacks are clearly concerning and dangerous, right? And we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to do everything necessary to ensure that we're protecting our forces. And if and when we choose to respond, we'll do so on a time of our choosing.
Yeah, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, always sounds like we woke him up in the middle of the night and he has no idea quite what's going on. America was under attack in the Middle East, Yemen, Iraq, and Syria, and some pushback in defense of Israel at home. In Times Square, at least, there was some positive support for Israel. And one Ivy League professor stand up and speaks out against the anti-Israel and anti-Semitism that he's getting on Ivy League campuses.
Number one.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilated.
President Biden, a little of his 15-minute speech last night. He speaks, outlines reasons for supporting two wars. This is our assets and personal targeting, our personnel get targeted off the coast of those three countries. Where we hit, where they missed, and what was left out. Let's talk about it. So, John, I watched you last night. Thanks so much for joining us. I watched you last night give your instant analysis. I pretty much feel the same way. The president covered some bases, said some things, blended in Ukraine and Israel, and didn't bring up, I think, the most vital part. The worst carnage in modern history took place. And the victims were civilians. They were seniors. The hostages are children. And yet the president really glazed over that.
And the fact that 30 Americans were killed and some 12 are still missing. Dana Perino and I thought that the president could have been a lot stronger. And Dana made the point that she really wanted to like the speech. She spent all day saying, I really hope he says something that I can like. And she was very disappointed. And she always has a very reasoned perspective on things. And she's not a bomb thrower or anything like that. She used to be the press secretary. She knows how to read behind the lines, and she just found that was completely lacking. I was very surprised that he didn't go tougher on Iran. When you think that Hamas is a fully funded subsidiary of Iran, Hezbollah is, and they're skirmishing across the border with the IDF and may open up a second front in the war, and the Houthi rebels are fully funded by Iran as well, and they're firing off cruise missiles that our destroyers, our guided missile cruisers, are taking down. So why wasn't he stronger about Iran? I was really puzzled by that.
Yeah, it was. He did bring it up, though. That was my surprise. But if you think about it, John, I know he would never bring it up, but analyze it. Look at the contrasting two foreign policies. One was to put Iran in a box, was to say to Saudi Arabia, we're going to bet on you guys. Because together, not a pariah nation, as imperfect as you guys are, one thing we have in common, we have a common enemy. And who knew that by backing Saudi Arabia, it would lay the foundation for something as transformational as the Abraham Accords. But when this administration walked in, they said the Houthi rebels are no longer on the terror watch list. And the pariah nation is Saudi Arabia. And we would like to open up talks about getting back into a nuclear deal with Iran. And then you pull out of Afghanistan. You cannot pretend that any nonpartisan analyst can't pretend that those moves didn't set us up for the chaos we have today in Ukraine, around the Middle East, and now in Israel.
You know, things have been pretty stable for the previous 4 years before Biden took over. And Donald Trump had always been tagged as somebody who wanted to start a nuclear war. And I remember him calling me when we were in Hanoi, when he was meeting with the Vietnamese president. I was waiting for him to arrive for a press conference. And he called me up out of the blue. And he said, John, he says, I don't understand. Everybody thinks that I want to start a war. I'm trying to prevent a war. That's what I'm trying to do. And we saw that the world was reasonably peaceful. I mean, there were a few conflicts here and there, but nothing like we have seen since 2021, January of 2021. We had Afghanistan, which precipitated Ukraine, which has now precipitated the Hamas attack on Israel, which may precipitate a wider regional war. It's just the projection of American strength is so important to keep the world in stasis. And there are many critics of President Biden who believes that has been absolutely lacking. And Dana and I both found it lacking in last night's speech. Did he say some good things? Did he say the right things about Israel? Yes. But don't forget, Israel aid, which is the most important thing right now, was completely tied to Ukraine aid, which actually has the lion's share of the money. And then there were no really tough words toward Iran. Imagine what Ronald Reagan would have said if he were backing Israel in a war in which Iranian proxies were killing Israelis and killing American citizens. I think the language would have been a little stronger.
So right now, there was another day of rage called yesterday. I mean, would you just alert me when there's not a day of rage? But there is unrest in Yemen right now. They're seeing live shots at the Yemeni capital. But here's Joe Biden bringing up Iran. Cut six.
Iran is supporting Russia's in Ukraine, and is supporting Hamas and other terrorist groups in the region, and will continue to hold them accountable, I might add.
And what everyone chimed in with is, when have you ever held them accountable? As Senator Tom Cotton told us this morning, and we've heard this before, there's been 85 attacks on U.S. forces through Iranian proxies since President Biden took over. He's answered two of them. How does that project strength? Of course it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And will the attacks on the base in Syria be answered? We have got more firepower out there than five or six countries put together in the Eastern Mediterranean right now, with the Ford and the Eisenhower carrier strike groups and the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit. If this president wanted to knock Iran back on its heels and send a warning shot, you would think that they would probably go after whoever was launching those attacks against the base, which is right there at a very critical juncture in between the borders of Iraq, Syria, and Jordan. But so far, there's been no response. And I know that there was no one injured. What was damaged was minimal. It was an empty storage shed and something else. But just the idea that Iran is really trying to mix it up here and cause so much regional instability and tension would seem to demand some sort of response.
So I just thought this was, and you're living it, so I'll just tell you, the Wall Street Journal reported, we had it actually before the Wall Street Journal, but this town of Kiryat Shmona, and that's done without knowing any, believe it or not, any Hebrew, I said that, has been evacuated of 22,000. It's right near the Lebanese border, and they've brought into townhouses supplied by the government. Israel's evacuating that city. I guess they have some intelligence that something heavy's coming from Hezbollah. Would you conclude anything else?
I spent a lot of time in Kiryat Shmona back in 2006 in the last war with Hezbollah, and it really was kind of ground zero for all of the Hezbollah Katusha attacks. I went there one day and sat through five or six Katusha attacks, and some of them were extraordinarily frightening. There was the air raid sirens would go off, and you would beeline for a shelter. And in front of the shelter entrance, there is a big concrete blast barrier so people can tuck in behind it and then run into the shelter. Katusha landed literally right in front of that barrier. So if we hadn't gotten in when we did, or we poked our heads out, we probably wouldn't be here to this day. But the reason why they've evacuated Kiryat Shmona is because that would be one of the main northern targets for Hezbollah. It's very, very vulnerable. But there are so many other towns. You go a little further up the Galilee Peninsula, beautiful little town sits atop a hill called Metula, or you go a little bit further to the west, you've got Avavim and Yiron, Shtula further to the west, Zarit, all these cute little towns that are, have a lot of kibbutzes around them, and they are right in the center of the danger zone. But here's the thing with Hezbollah, that while there is that area in the very far north of Israel that is in imminent danger from Hezbollah, if hostilities should fully break out, Hezbollah has got so many rockets now and so many precision-guided rockets that Tel Aviv, that western part of Jerusalem, could be vulnerable as well. In 2006, they had a lot of dumb rockets. They'd fire them off. They'd hope that they would hit the target that they were aimed at. The furthest south they got was Haifa, but they can go much further south. They can go all the way to the middle of the Negev if they wanted to. Not that there's anything out there to hit, but that's how much more advanced their missile capability is, and that's a huge concern for every person here in Israel now.
So let's talk about the yesterday we understood that they got the green light to go when they when they're ready into Gaza. We know that Gaza, a lot of this administration, and maybe understandably so, is worried about humanitarian aid to people we told to go south. Mm-hmm. What could you tell us, John Roberts, about the Rafah Gate? I understand there's up to 200 major tractor trailers ready to bring aid in. Do you know what the holdup may be?
Egypt says that the Rafah Gate is open, so we should see those trucks beginning to go through today if they haven't already. 20 in the initial tranche, but as I said on the air yesterday, I think it was, they need at least 200. There are so many people who have been displaced from Gaza, and Israel wants to help the people out. But here's the problem. Israel is well aware that if they start rolling all these trucks in, Hamas is likely going to steal most, if not all, of the aid. I mean, Hamas is believed to have raided the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza last week, stole a bunch of things, including a bunch of fuel. So why wouldn't they get this aid? They need it too. They control the Gaza Strip. Making sure that this aid goes where it's supposed to go is exceedingly difficult.
I want you to hear what Mike Pompeo said about this exact thing. Cut 18.
They're delivering this to Hamas. That will be the recipient. They will hand over this assistance to Hamas, the governing authority in the Gaza Strip. They're not even designated terrorists by the agency that will deliver to them. The UN will move this stuff. And the UN doesn't consider Hamas a terrorist. They consider them a government in good standing. No, this isn't decent. This will not go to feed and take care of the innocent civilians in Gaza. This will go to the terrorists, just like the $60 billion that has been given to the Iranian regime in just 2.5 years by this administration. It didn't go to make life better for young women who just wanted to live their lives in Iran. It went to foment and aid the very terror that the world is suffering today.
Right. It's been enough aid, MREs and blankets. But the other thing would bother me is we might be giving cash. Why would we ever dream of doing that?
That's above my pay grade, Brian.
Okay, I just
but again, I'll just point to this idea that Hamas controls Gaza. Hamas controls every single thing that goes on in Gaza, including aid. And for the White House to say we have an agreement or an understanding with Hamas, I mean, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. I don't know how you ensure that aid doesn't go right to the wrong people.
And lastly, I know you used to work at CBS. Famously, you were heir apparent to Dan Rather for a while.
Why are we bringing that up, Brian?
Well, I don't know. We're lucky to have you. But CBS News covering the hospital bombing. Listen to this. You know, just to review it, everyone, it wasn't a errant rocket from Israel. This was Islamic Jihad, picked up and proven from intercepts to video, that they shot their own hospital, but didn't even hit the hospital, didn't knock out 400 to 500. It was between 100 and 200, maybe less, and the hospital still stands. But listen to how CBS covered it, and understand this right, this just rippled through the Middle East. Cut 27.
Hundreds of people have been killed in the blast. There are so many dead, they're running out of body bags. There were young children whose legs were blown off, this man says. I just can't unsee it.
The explosion and its deadly aftermath has triggered a fury across the Middle East not seen in years. In Beirut, thousands demonstrated outside the U.S. embassy, while President Biden was in neighboring Israel, where he said the Israeli military was not to blame. But from the streets of Tehran to even war-torn Yemen, few here believe the president and say Israel is squarely responsible for the explosion, as well as the widespread misery unfolding in Gaza.
Journalistically, just your opinion, John Roberts, is that the way you tell that story?
Well, I mean, he didn't say that Israel was responsible. I listened to it very carefully, and I have to say that while it was a very pointed report, it wasn't necessarily unbalanced, because he rightly pointed out that the Arab world believes that Israel is responsible. Remember when President Biden said, "I saw evidence that Israel was not responsible for this, but we're going to have a difficult time," but or what he said something about but other people are going to be more difficult to convince, something along those lines. And that's true, because I went into the Old City, into the Muslim and the Christian quarters, talked to some Palestinians who were shop owners there. And one fellow that I talked to, he absolutely believed, and this was after the IDF had presented the information to the contrary, he absolutely believed that that was an Israeli bomb that created that explosion. So I'm not going to fault CBS for that report. I thought that while it was very pointed and maybe leaning toward the Hamas argument, they never said that Israel was responsible. Contrast that, though, with what the collective global media did in the immediate aftermath of that explosion, where they basically took the Hamas propaganda line and they blared headlines around the world. That...
John, can't thank you enough. From Tel Aviv, great analysis, great reporting.
Healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be en problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready.
Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Fast police work and alarm bells about a suspicious car helped bring 9-year-old Charlotte Senna home. Charlotte was camping with her family in a Saratoga State Park and was snatched from her bike. Police in upstate New York say they were watching her parents' house when a sketchy driver pulled up and slipped something into the mailbox. When the car drove off, the trooper took a closer look and found a ransom letter and issued a be-on-the-lookout alert for the vehicle's description around 4:20 a.m. 14 hours later, at 2:30 p.m., fingerprints on the note matched match that of Craig Ross Jr., a 1999 drunk driving suspect, and by 6:30 p.m., Charlotte had been recovered alive and in good health 48 hours after her disappearance, found in a cabinet in Ross's rundown camper in his mom's backyard. A retired NYPD inspector told Fox Digital, ransom abductions are extremely rare, and in this case, helped put an alleged kidnapper behind bars charged with first-degree kidnapping. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around to show me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Randy Jackson, band leader on Fox's musical guessing game, Name That Tune. The pressure is on for celebrity contestants, and the music is on for one big dance party.
It's a party, man. You can watch at home. You can play along at home, which most people do. Even if you don't think you will, you'll go like, I know the name of it. You didn't get that right. Come on. So it's just that I love it, man. We have a good time.
I can tell. Do you ever have moments at the piano where you just almost want to give it away? Like, they're so close. Do you ever just want to be like, oh, just one more note if I could?
I'm telling you, and I can feel them. They're singing the words to themselves, and they still can't quite eke out the title. The exact title. I go, you saw, oh my God, how did you miss out? Because you want them to win, especially these celebrities for their charities.
Celebrity Name That Tune continues Tuesday with Megan Hilty versus Rumor Willis and Belinda Carlisle versus Debbie Gibson. Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Here's what I think I would have done. This speech, as Martha, you pointed out, was largely written about Ukraine. That is a good speech for him to give. I think what I would have done tonight in an Oval Office address is to say, I'm here to talk to you about the atrocities and the terrorist attacks. We are in a fight between civilization and barbarism, and it's not just happening in Israel. It's happening in these parts of the world, and point those out.
And that's Dana Perino gave a little bit long dissertation of it. And she opened up by saying, you'll hear this later on in the hour, I wanted to like this speech. Britt Hume loved it, and that's great. And he's got more experience than anyone. His insight is invaluable. And Harold Ford liked it. You're going to hear from General Kellogg next. And you're also going to get, you got Dana's perspective and others. To me, it was delivered better than I thought he could. Look how exhausted he was on that plane. And even when he was meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, he was just barely enunciating. And he gave the speech and he stuck to the prompter. He mixed in Ukraine. And the word is that he had the Ukraine speech written before the Israeli attacks, and he wove in Israel. I'm one of the few people that you'll hear from on radio that thinks Ukraine is 100% in America's interests. I 100% want it funded intelligently. I want everybody to audit and stay on top of it and order the right stuff. Absolutely. I don't want to pay anyone's pensions. I get it. But in the big picture, we need to be in Ukraine. I don't think you make that a major part of the speech last night.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Duramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Duramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
River Front Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think it was a miss tonight. Here's why. That war in Ukraine has been going on for 550 days, and he hasn't addressed it until tonight. It's been a long war. Second piece is we're looking at right now what I think is the largest potential fight we have in the Middle East with Iran, and you're looking at a state that we're trying to normalize relations with. We're trying to give them more money. It's a huge mistake. We're giving money to the Palestinian authorities that we cut out, and we've moved two carrier strike groups into the Eastern Med. We've got a lot of other forces moving there because this may break hard, and if it breaks hard, it's because Hezbollah, which is an Iranian proxy, is getting it involved.
He just killed me yesterday as the president started his speech, and they know exactly when the speech is about to start, 8 p.m. Eastern time. They got rocketed. Our ship got rocketed. Rockets were sending towards our ship in off the coast of Yemen. Then they hit our Syrian base, and they hit our base in Iraq, right? And they blew up a storage shed, but they missed. They got, it doesn't matter. I mean, it matters. I'm glad no one died. Somebody did die of a heart attack in Syria through all the mayhem. But why are we allowing ourselves to be victims? I'm glad we have some sort of missile defense now, but we are vastly outnumbered. Just to have a presence there, especially in Syria. Now, in Iraq, I'm comfortable with the Iraqi government somewhat, but I'm not comfortable with the presence of Iran in the area. And that's who's the one who put the militias in, act like Iraqis, and they go after our guys. You got to hit back, and you got to hit back hard. Remember mother of all bombs dropped by President Trump? When they got some terror activity and they targeted one of our bases, that was in Afghanistan. Of course, the blowing up of these of what we now know as Russian mercenaries over in Syria, killed 200 of them, not a word. And then we find out that ISIS is in the area working with the Kurds. We basically wiped out ISIS, killed al-Baghdadi, and then you kill Soleimani. All this sends a message. Oh, yeah, we're for real. I heard you did that. You're dead. I wish we could live in a world that was more mature than that. But we're not fighting with France and England. We're fighting with people who are brutal terrorists. And as I just talked to Tim Kennedy, who's a former special operator, mixed martial arts guy, now on the ground again with Save Our Allies, trying to get people out of Israel. He said, you know, we haven't really won a definitive war since World War II. That's when we didn't worry about PR and casualties. But we fight a very humane war right now, and we do not want to get down to their level. The question is, can you win if you don't? And not doing anything is not even not getting down to their level. That's not responding to a legitimate attack just because it's a so-called proxy. We know exactly where it leads to. We could pull up the intercepts in a matter of moments. Instead, we get this from Brigadier General Pat Ryder. And by the way, try to stay awake during it. Cut 21.
These small-scale attacks are clearly concerning and dangerous, right? And we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to do everything necessary to ensure that we're protecting our forces. And if and when we choose to respond, we'll do so at a time of our choosing. But if you step back and look again at what our broader strategic aim here, which is to deter a broader regional conflict, which is why you see us putting additional forces into the theater.
But how can you avoid an additional conflict, an expanding war environment, if you never act in your defense? What have you done as a brushback pitch? Block a missile from blowing up your ship? To me, that's not good enough. Is that why we give $800 billion to our military, just to be there and be a target? Meanwhile, I don't have to tell you what's going on in our streets, in our schools, with so many people deciding that the Palestinians are the victims, despite 2,000-plus dead Israelis, only 300 military, the rest civilians, at least 200 being held hostage, but Israel's the bad guy. And we're seeing these anti-Semitic demonstrations, speeches, especially here in New York. And this guy, Shad Davideh, I heard all about it at an event. I was at this Al Smith dinner last night in Manhattan, and I was hearing about it. You hear about this professor, this assistant professor in Columbia, what he said. And what he basically is stood up and did a mini press conference that looks extemporaneous, something he just felt, and went out and just blasted not only Columbia, but Harvard, Yale, and all these other institutions, the University of Pennsylvania, that are letting their students speak out and represent them in their anti-Semitic, anti-Israel rants. Listen to the assistant Columbia professor, school professor, cut 24.
And I want you to know, we cannot protect your children from terrorist student organizations, because the president of Columbia University will not speak out against pro-terror student organizations. They
were celebrating the rape of teenage girls in a music festival in the name of resistance.
Isn't it insane that he has to speak like that? Now, look, when you are, I don't really know academic advancement at the college level, but if you're an assistant Columbia Business School professor, you're expendable. My sense looking at him, he's probably 38. He's got a young family. He said, I would never send my kids to this school. I don't know if he's going to be there today. So we reached out to him, and I knew somebody that knows him well, and he said he's getting so many death threats. His security is definitely in danger. His job security is gone. He's going to keep a lower profile today. But I give him so much credit for doing it. Also, yesterday, I felt a little bit better when I saw a rally in Times Square led by people that were there for the hostages, to get them out, get them out alive, and warn them they better not be touched. This is more the American way, I hope. I know we got freedom of speech, and you could march with Black Lives Matter in the middle of a pandemic and get saluted. You can come out against Israel and not get arrested. But I also think there's a logic to what the American people want and do and what's in our best interest. I didn't think supporting Israel was even debatable, especially after they're attacked. Chuck Schumer, Cut 23.
In every generation, they have risen to afflict us. And the evil, vicious, vile Hamas has done it now. But we know, in every generation, we fight back until we win.
So Chuck Schumer went over to Israel. What he was doing in China before is interesting. I talked to him last night. And he was anxious to talk to me. I go to this Al Smith dinner, sit at the dais, because of these really important people, Democrats and Republicans. Also talked to Mayor Adams. Great conversation. He says he's coming on. So I'm going to follow up on that and see if I really look like he was sincere, too. So he is firmly in Israel's court. He is definitely disturbed about some of these protests. He understands what carnage is and what side we should be on. You're not talking about two-state solution and Hamas. They have no interest in a two-state solution. You're channeling 1997, Yasser Arafat. Those days are the good old days, as bad as they were compared to now. He was a somewhat secular leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The reason why Clinton and Carter and others were dealing with them, because they knew who the Palestinians were, they knew who the Israelis were, they knew who the neighbors who had a problem with them were. Now, Egypt doesn't have a problem, Jordan doesn't have a problem, Lebanon doesn't have a problem. It's Hezbollah in Lebanon, it's the Gaza Strip with Hamas, Egypt's got Muslim Brotherhood. So it's all these terror organizations within these countries, and the Palestinians aren't legitimate partners because they are represented by a terror organization who doesn't want to compromise, they want to eliminate. That's the issue. But now you got Israel going, 600,000 in uniform, the fight is on. Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, what does that fight look like? Will an invasion happen during this show? The green light's been given. We're going to have with us when we come back, we're going to be joined by Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge, and studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A celebrity cold case is one step closer to being solved after authorities in Las Vegas announced an arrest in connection to the 90s drive-by murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
There's been many people who did not believe that the murder of Tupac Shakur was important to this police department. I'm here to tell you that was simply not the case. It was not the case back then, and it is not the case today.
Las Vegas Metro PD Sheriff Kevin McMahill announcing Friday the arrest of Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, who prosecutors allege ordered and planned the 1996 killing of the then rap superstar. In his memoir and in previous interviews, Davis said that while he did not shoot the gun, he knew who did and provided the weapon used. State law allows for Davis to face a murder charge just for assisting someone to commit the crime. Davis has not commented on the charge. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Two scientists win this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. Drew Weissman from the United States and Catalin Carrico of Hungary were awarded the coveted prize Monday for their mRNA vaccine research, which was crucial in reducing the spread of COVID-19. The Nobel Committee says their discoveries were a major factor in the unprecedented rate of vaccine development during the COVID pandemic. They performed the groundbreaking research at the University of Pennsylvania, where Weissman is still working as a professor. Carrico teaches in Hungary. She's the 13th woman to win the Nobel in Medicine. The panel said the pair's findings fundamentally changed our understanding of how mRNA interacts with our immune system. The pair will receive a $1 million prize along with an invite to the award ceremonies in December. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We cannot say for certain what these missiles and drones were targeting, but they were launched from Yemen, heading north along the Red Sea, potentially towards targets in Israel.
They were aiming towards us, too. And that's exactly the case. They're aiming towards us, rocketed by Iranian surrogates, it's believed in Iraq, Syria, as well as our ship off the coast of Yemen. Just when the president goes to speak, a series of attacks. Please tell me that he's going to respond, Senator Bill Hagerty. I know you have a lot on your plate. You also have an ambassador to evidently confirm, an ambassador, Jack Lew, to Israel, as well as a $100 billion aid package to analyze. Senator, welcome. Your thoughts about these three attacks yesterday?
Well, I think it's just incredible but not surprising that the Biden administration will not name who's at fault. They say, oh, they weren't going our direction. They just happened to be in the air in the vicinity of our destroyer. It's very clear that the Iranian regime is behind all of this. They've got their proxies agitating at every point, whether it's coming after our embassies in the Middle East. We've got now a travel alert out for Americans all over the world. We're at heightened danger. The reason is Iran's behind all of this. And why is Iran able to do this, Brian? The reason for that, you and I have talked about this before, is because the Biden administration has looked the other way. They have not enforced sanctions on Iran. And now the numbers are estimated to be as high as $80 to $90 billion of illicit oil sales that Iran's been able to achieve since 2021 when Joe Biden came in. That's on top of the $10 billion that Biden administration authorized Iraq to pay Iran. And that's before you ever get to the $6 billion that has been the focus in the media right now. So we have allowed all this fund flow to come back to Iran. Under the Trump administration, we cut it off to a trickle. It was widely publicized that Hamas and Hezbollah were going broke under President Trump. Biden comes into office. What happens in 2021? The 11-day war coming out of Gaza into Israel. And now we have this. And now we've got Iranian proxies all over the region putting pressure on America and attacking Israel.
Yeah, we do. We do know, too. The president spoke for 15 minutes last night. Here's a little about what he said. Cut five.
Yesterday, in discussions with the leaders of Israel and Egypt, I secured an agreement for the first shipment of humanitarian assistance from the United Nations to Palestinian civilians in Gaza. Hamas does not divert or steal this shipment. These shipments, we're going to provide an opening for sustained delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance for the Palestinians.
So he's very focused on humanitarian. It's admirable to a degree. But I wish we'd talk more about what happened to the victims. Who's missing? What about the 29 Americans that were killed and the 11 that are being held against their will? I thought there was a missed opportunity to really focus on the magnitude of the events on October 7th. What about you?
No, I certainly agree. And what's happened here is that Joe Biden has caught himself. I mean, you've got the arsonist there who actually allowed all of this to happen. You know this. Joe Biden put in place a gentleman named Robert Malley, who is Hamas sympathizer. That became our special envoy to Iran. Robert Malley, I'm certain, was behind the way, not enforcing sanctions here in America. There's an interagency process that takes place. Malley would have been the person that would have stopped the Treasury Department from their terrorism finance job and allowed these funds to flow into Iran. Malley has now lost his security clearances. He's been suspended from the State Department. He's under federal investigation. This is the person that Joe Biden put in charge of the relationship with Iran to negotiate with them. And this is the reason that Iran has become enriched and empowered them now to come after us in the way that they have. Joe Biden's fingerprints are all over this, and this is why he's having such a conflicted time trying to describe what's happening here.
Yeah, Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty joining us. His last gig was ambassador of Japan to Japan in a region that's is really in peril right now because of the rise of China. And China actually is struggling economically, which could make them more dangerous because they have not slowed down militarily. Before we expand this, let's talk about what was happening. This guy, Malley, who grew up sympathetic to Palestinians, who grew up knowing Yasser Arafat so well, they say he was basically his godfather, was picked by Barack Obama to help with the negotiations and carried over to Joe Biden. Now he's teaching at Princeton. He says, I have no idea why they're taking my security clearance. I have a hunch. But for Jack Lew, with your banking, I know you weren't doing it then, but now you are part of your you are one of your committees is
banking. Yes.
Yeah, the Senate Banking Committee. Jack Lew was Treasury. What was Jack Lewing as Treasury with our currency in order to help Iran while not telling the truth to the Senate?
Well, there's been a report on this. Rob Portman put the report out that basically disclosed the fact that Jack Lew lied to the United States Senate, and he actually utilized Treasury tools to enable Iran to convert their currency, to get hard currency. Violated all of the agreements. It violated what he told the United States Senate. And Jack Lew was responsible for blocking terrorism finance and, in fact, became an enabler of terrorism finance in his role as Secretary of Treasury. I think it's a complete insult to put someone like that. Lew may be competent in a number of areas, but to make him the nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel when he had such an incredibly important role in enriching Iran, I think is just beyond the pale.
Well, to me, to put him forward, the worst is Israel can't trust him. You know how aggressively Benjamin Netanyahu was against this deal, came and spoke to the Congress. The Democrats sat it out. The President Obama wouldn't meet with him. And now one of the guys who constructed it and tried to circumvent it, the will of the Senate in order to finance it, is going to be the U.S. ambassador. This has got to be a tough moment for him. I know he's got a lot on his plate, but this is not the person he wants to see in his capital.
Absolutely not. And Lew was the person that was going around telling America that, Iran would be subject to very intrusive sanctions, immediate sanctions, no notice. I'm sorry, not sanctions, but investigations of the
no notice
nuclear program that they've got there. And, you know, that is absolutely untrue. Iran did not allow investigations of the nuclear program. We found out after a very brave and daring raid by Israelis, we found out that they never stopped their program. So the whole Iran deal was a hoax. What it did was enrich Iran, put them in a better position to do more damage to us. You think about the pallets of cash that Jack Lew was behind shipping over to Iran. I mean, we finally got those burnt off during President Trump under the maximum pressure campaign. As you mentioned, I was U.S. ambassador to Japan. My job is to get the Japanese to stop buying Iranian crude. They agreed to it. We took the funds flow down to a trickle, and we did not have this problem in Israel. Hamas comes roaring back in 2021 when Joe Biden comes in, and with its guy, Rob Malley, is back at the helm. Now they're getting funding from Iran. They're back in business, and they launched the 11-day war, and now they've murdered over 1,300 people in this most recent act of violence.
Senator Hagerty, let me bring you over to what was happening. Well, we're focused on the Middle East, and I understand it. We have three aircraft carriers there now, two aircraft carriers there now, the Eisenhower and the Ford, and sending over other support vessels. We're taking our eye once again, just like 10 years ago and 12 years ago, again, out of the Pacific and focusing at the Middle East to the glee of China. They had a Belt and Road summit in China. Now, Belt and Road program, by almost all reports, has been a failure. It costs a ton of money. They take out loans people, these developing countries can't afford, and build projects that are often unsatisfactory, and they turn over back to China. Where's the Belt and Road program at, and why did they get so many nations showing up to be a part of it?
Well, Brian, it may be an economic failure. In fact, in every case, I think it is an economic failure. They overload these small countries with debt. They put in infrastructure that they don't need. The quality is questionable. But it may not be a strategic failure from China's standpoint. By that, I mean, look at the project they did near Colombo in Sri Lanka. They built a second deep water port that wasn't economically viable, but now they have a deep water port. The CCP has a deep water port along one of the busiest sea lanes in the world. They'd already foreclosed on it before they even finished the job. They never moved Chinese workers out. They operate under Chinese law there in Sri Lanka. I mean, I think there's a very strategic rationale for that, even though it wasn't economically viable. And that's the approach that China has taken throughout the region. We've got to push back on this at every turn. And the fact is that they're bringing these small countries in who are desperate for help. While the United States is ignoring these countries, we're ignoring the opportunity to work with them. We are spending, our time talking about the climate, humanitarian issues. Nobody's against that, Brian, but that's not what puts food on the plate for people that are at the very bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Instead, right. Our State Department's talking about stuff that is irrelevant to them at this point, and China sees this, they're taking advantage of it.
Senator Bill Hagerty, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And thanks so much
Always
for bringing
great.
MLS soccer to Tennessee. Big success.
Right.
Back in a moment.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for.
A Premier Oil Change. You can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Aid deliveries moved into the besieged Gaza Strip Saturday, 2 weeks after the militant group Hamas rampaged through southern Israel, and Israel Defense Forces responded with airstrikes, the war entering its 16th day Sunday. Dr. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., is suggesting Israel should shift its military focus away from Hamas and towards Hezbollah.
Now we have some measure of international backing. Now we have these aircraft carriers off our coast. Maybe we should focus our attention on Hezbollah, because eventually these people are going to attack us anyway.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Dr. Oren says Hezbollah is a far greater threat to the Jewish state than Hamas.
Hamas isn't going anywhere. Hamas is trapped. And we can continue to pound Hamas from the air, from the sea, from the ground, but the far greater threat is Hezbollah.
Also, Hurricane Tammy making landfall on the Caribbean's Barbuda as a Category 1 hurricane. Former President Trump suffering some legal setbacks this past week.
Two of Trump's former lawyers have flipped in the case, charging Trump and 17 co-defendants with trying to overturn election results in Georgia. Attorneys Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro both pleaded guilty in federal court, agreeing to pay fines, serve probations, and if necessary, testify at future trials. Meanwhile, Trump was fined $5,000 by the judge in his New York civil trial for not removing a social media post from his campaign website that targeted a law clerk. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police in Detroit say a synagogue president was found stabbed to death outside her home Saturday morning. They identified the victim as Samantha Wall. She led the Isaac Agree downtown synagogue since 2022. An investigation into who and the motive is continuing. You can always check out the latest news and analysis. Log on to townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Wyndham says its board has unanimously rejected Choice Hotels' unsolicited buyout offer worth nearly $8 billion.
Choice Hotels International had earlier said it was asking shareholders of Wyndham to sign off on the proposed buyout after Wyndham broke off negotiations. Choice operates about 7,500 hotels and seeks to absorb a much larger chain in Wyndham, which operates nearly 9,300 hotels. Like most hotels, Choice has benefited from booming travel in recent years.
Jeremy House reports Choice was offering $49.50 in cash and 32 cents shares and 0.324 shares of Choice common stock for each Wyndham share that investors owned. A new kind of trash, vaping devices containing nicotine, lithium, other materials that cannot be used or recycled, clogging communities. Townhall.com. One of the largest cities in America getting ready to choose a new mayor.
Voters in Houston head to the polls November 7th, with early voting getting underway Monday. And it promises to be a bit crowded. 18 candidates are seeking to replace Mayor Sylvester Turner, who has served 8 years and is prevented from running again by term limits. With such a crowded field, it's unlikely any candidate would get 50% of the vote and avoid a runoff. Jason Walker reporting.
According to the Census Bureau, the number of Californians migrating to Texas marked the largest state-to-state movement in the U.S. for the past 2 years, but it's decreased from more than 107,000 in 2021 to just more than 102,000 in 2022. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where I'm happy to say about four blocks away, there was a pro-Israeli Release the Hostages rally, which was widely attended, featuring Senator Chuck Schumer and others. And I thought it was great. And they had some other celebrity speakers come out and people rallying for Israel. I feel a little bit better about this city and this country. But there's so much anti-American sentiment, anti-Israeli sentiment. It has caught me totally by surprise. Today is a day of rage, by the way. I know, when is it not a day of rage in the Middle East? And there's a huge turnout in Yemen. I guess everyone's off Friday. This hour we're going to be joined by Howie Kurtz, he's standing by, and Josh Rogan at the bottom of the hour from the Washington Post. While everybody's focused on the Middle East, and we should be, he noticed and wrote about what's happening with China and the Belt and Road Program and Russia. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Well, y'all said that we were going to lose, between the first vote and the second vote, y'all said we were going to lose 10 to 15 votes. We stayed the same. We picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, I just know that we need to get a speaker as soon as possible so we can get to work for the American people.
Right. We have the same objective. But, Jim Jordan, I don't get your strategy. You have a press conference at 8 o'clock a.m. You're going to have a vote in the 10 o'clock hour. And there's no sign that you've gotten anyone closer to 217. I know this. The party's been damaged and the country's being hurt.
Number two.
These small-scale attacks are clearly concerning and dangerous, right? And we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to do everything necessary to ensure that we're protecting our forces. And if and when we choose to respond, we'll do so at a time of our choosing.
I choose now. You were attacked three times yesterday, Yemen, Iraq, and Syria, and some pushback in defense of Israel at home. In Times Square, as I mentioned, some positive things. And at an Ivy League campus, an associate professor spoke out, and you'll hear from him.
Number one.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it.
President Biden, 15-minute speech at the Oval Office yesterday, speaks and outlines reasons for supporting two wars. This is as our assets and our personnel are targeted in three separate locations in the Middle East. Let's bring in Howie Kurtz, host of Media Buzz this weekend. You'll hear him. You'll see him. Howie, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian.
Howie, first off, the president's speech, what do you think?
I thought it was a surprisingly good speech just because Joe Biden is not a good orator, but clearly both of these wars, Ukraine and Israel, he feels very passionate about. I think it may be a tough sell to get $70 billion through a dysfunctional Congress, at least on the House side. But, you know, he's become a war president. Of course, no U.S. troops directly involved, and that's a good thing. But I think he'll be judged, certainly on the economy and the border and all the things that have made him a pretty unpopular president, even among Democrats who are also worried about his age. But I think in this instance, he has stepped up. Both these countries, he says, face annihilation, and that the U.S. is the essential nation. And I thought that was a good way of putting it.
He did mention Iran, and this was the moment. Cut six.
Iran is supporting Russia in Ukraine, and is supporting Hamas and other terrorist groups in the region, and will continue to hold them accountable, I might add.
So he brought it up, but he almost soft played their role. They are the ones controlling all the figures here, and those were the ones assumed to be the proxies, using the proxies to attack us in three separate locations yesterday. Do you think that his handling of Iran really laid the groundwork for this type of unrest since he took office 2.5 years ago?
I don't want to go that far, but I will say that I was disappointed when he gave the speech in Tel Aviv that he didn't mention Iran at all, at least in this Oval Office speech he did, because clearly Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terror groups around the world, Iran is fueling them, training them, financing them, and Biden was kind of ambiguous. He'll face the consequences. Well, what consequences? What is the U.S. going to do? I'm not saying he has to lay out everything that he has up his sleeve, but we should be talking about Iran, and to the extent it was a mistake for the Biden administration to try to do the $6 billion with the prisoner swap, that has to be part of the conversation.
Okay, I want you to hear. So Britt Hume loved the speech. Mm-hmm. Dana Perino followed him with this, cut 9.
I prepared all day to love this speech. I prepared to want to stand up and cheer. And at times I felt like we were reading a speech whose pages had been mixed up out of order. I thought that he didn't spend enough time talking about the atrocities of October 7th. He does obviously have a definite, deep understanding of the pain, and he is definitely against anti-Semitism, both abroad and at home. But he rushed that part of the speech so much, and the next thing I know, we're talking about Ukraine, and then we're kind of back to Israel, but then... Wait, are you going to bring up Taiwan as well? I thought there was going to be something on the southern border. I did not think it was as strong as it could have been, and I wanted it to be strong.
And he said, I'm really upset. I have to disagree with Britt Hume. And she went on to say, the border is, they won $14 billion for the border, but he didn't mention the border at all. And the Ukraine speech, the theory was, and it was the Ukraine, it was written for Ukraine. And then after the October 7th attacks, he kind of wove in both. Do you think it was right to weave in both requests?
Yeah, because that's why he thinks he's going to sell the Ukraine aid, which has strong elements in the Republican Party who think that we have given enough to Ukraine. But of course, if Putin succeeds in that horrible invasion, and there are certainly similarities in terms of the brutal atrocities and tactics, that would be a major setback for the West, and who knows what Putin would try to do next. Look, the speech may have been not the best organized, but at the same time, I care about the substance, and the substance was the United States of America is the only country that can keep both of these allies, Ukraine and Israel, from being overrun, from being wiped off the map. And so I think that was the main takeaway. I thought he did talk about atrocities at the top. He talked about it in more detail in Israel. But, you only get 10 or 15 minutes from the network, so there was a lot to cram in.
Right. I just love the 29 Americans that died, that 11 to 15 that are missing. I also would think that if you really want to do analysis of it, and I'm sure it's not going to be in a speech, if we don't leave Afghanistan the way we do, if we don't reapproach Iran the way we chose to do, if we don't make the first statements about Saudi Arabia a pariah nation, then ask them to get involved in the Abraham Accords again, and not allow anyone in your administration to use those words, we might not be in this place right now. But as I talk to people with great contacts in Israel, as you do, one of which is Dan Senor, was telling me that he's heartened by some of the newscasts, that this was a divided Israel prior to the attacks. And this Arab-Israeli news anchor, who is very well respected, might be the most popular anchor in the country, said this about where the country is right now as we wait hours, days, minutes from a ground attack into Gaza. Cut 25.
I'm sorry that I'm using my microphone to send a message to the world. As a journalist, this is my only weapon. Since Saturday morning, the state of Israel is under attack. Our beloved country is under attack. We are under an attack of a brutal, barbaric, inhumane terror organization. Not an entity. Not a government, not a leadership, but a terror organization. And we, the citizens of the state of Israel, all of us, left and right, secular and religious, Jews, Christians, Druze, Muslims, minorities, and immigrants from all over the world, stand united together in this fight.
So she's evidently one of the most popular, if not the most popular anchor there, and she's all in. They said that was a big point for this, for Israel, because their Arab population is very valuable.
Yeah, look, Bibi Netanyahu is in deep political trouble with massive demonstrations against him until this war happened. I don't want to reduce it to politics, but of course he's going to eventually have to answer for why Israel was so unprepared for the Hamas invasion. But that reminds me of one other quick point on the Biden speech, which is he also spent a few paragraphs on the Palestinians and how they civilians shouldn't be made to suffer, and his refrain that Hamas does not represent the Palestinians. So there was so much balancing going on. And the one thing that he came away from the trip with was to allow humanitarian aid into Israel for ordinary Palestinians as long as it's not stolen by Hamas. But it still hasn't happened. Israel and Egypt are still squabbling over this while the crisis there gets worse by the day. So his one accomplishment, I hope it's just delayed, but it's certainly at this point marred because nothing has happened.
Couple of things, Howie, on that. Humanitarian aid to innocent civilians, who's against that? But how you do it and just say I'm going to get aid in there is so naive to think I'm going to give money and aid into Gaza Strip knowing Hamas is in control and they got the guns. So to me, you have to first get worried about our people. You get aid in there, you get a process. But to me, one of the big disasters of that trip was allowing Egypt and Jordan to blow him off. They allowed the foreign minister of the UK to go in and visit, but they blew him off for an incident that was not Israel's fault. And he said the other team, it looks like it was the other team. That to me is not this is the way we're doing it. We're the superpower. We got your back. And if you're going to strike us in Iraq and in off the coast of Yemen and in Syria, we're going to hit you right away. That is not just a show of muscle. That's an actual use of muscle. I think there's a huge problem with a lot of this messaging in a world that only understands black and white.
Right, but I think it became politically impossible for the Arab leaders to meet with Biden when the hospital explosion happened. And I blame a lot of this on the media because so many New York Times, Israeli airstrike kills hundreds, Palestinians say it was complete and total bulls, Hamas propaganda. We've since confirmed that through independent reporting, U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence. And yet there are still some news organizations that say, well, both sides are blaming each other. That's complete and total crap, Ryan. This was errant Islamic jihad rocket that happened to fall in the courtyard of that hospital. And I think the press initially, not all of it, but much of it, went along with the Hamas propaganda spin.
Absolutely. And the thing is, too, you're in the air for 7 hours. At that time, you get King Abdullah, who basically is he's like an American. He knows all the celebrities here all the time. Yeah, he's a great guy and understands this country. Hey, listen, King Abdullah, you're going to make me look terrible. I'm flying to Israel in the middle of a war zone. Mm-hmm. Now you're blowing me off? Hey, Al-Sisi, I write you $1 billion checks every 6 weeks. You know that they didn't do this anyway. You know this was perpetrated on them anyway. You know who Hamas is. That's why you don't want him in. You cannot blow me off like this and just use some of that leverage or call them out. I just thought, well, we got to worry about your population. Well, you also have to worry about your number one ally in the region should be us, I thought. So that to me was somewhat of a disaster. And I just think what happens from here on in, because you know, Howie, you've been through this so many times. Israel will make a mistake. Hamas will use children to block them in the middle of their headquarters, yes, and innocent people will die. And that doesn't mean that Israel is the bad guy, because they never intend to hurt a civilian. For Hamas, they target them. That's a fundamental difference.
Hamas only targets them. Hamas then releases hostage videos and releases footage,
yes,
of, they brag about it. There's celebrations, including from some on the American left, which I find just absolutely positively pathetic. And, of course, there will be inevitable civilian casualties, but Israel at least sends warnings. We're going to hit this building. Everybody evacuate. Hamas does the opposite.
Yeah, Howie, the other big story is happening right now, and they're going to do it again. Jim Jordan's going to go for a third round. There is no indication he's picked up any votes. He had a press conference. I'm a big Jim Jordan fan. I think he's a great guy. I've known him before. I know wrestlers that wrestled against him. So I'm not saying anything negative about him, but why call a press conference and not say anything, take some questions and not say anything, and then go back to vote? And there's no indication that he's picked up any votes. He's at 199 right now. He needs 217. Can you know Washington? You're in Washington. Can you give me an idea what's about to happen?
No, yeah, he's going to lose this vote, and I don't see how that helps him. I'm completely puzzled by this strategy. I do think that some of the hardball tactics that Jordan allies have employed, texting, you know, the wives of members who are opposed to his nominee, it's just nuts, and it's this caused a backlash. I do think the House needs a speaker. That's Jordan's main case now. Is he may not love me, but this can't go on forever. And meanwhile, we're talking about Ukraine, we're talking about Israel. The House can't do squat and doesn't even want to give the interim speaker any temporary powers. That got shot down pretty quickly. So I don't see any end in sight, and it's obviously badly damaged the Republican brand. You know, the voters give them a majority in the House, and they can't even pick a leader.
So, Howie Kurtz, your show will probably be on while this thing is unfolding. They're going to do this through the weekend. But how bad do those eight look right now? I mean, I know these,
as Kevin McCarthy calls them.
Yeah, I mean, what was Kevin McCarthy doing wrong? Well, you don't agree with everything he's doing? Well, you know exactly his approach is. I mean, I couldn't believe it at the time. But as Mike Waltz says, he's a military guy. You don't blow up the bridge unless you have another bridge to go over. They blew up the bridge and had no idea what they were doing. How bad do they look?
They look awful. They look horrible. They look like they can't lead. They look like a bunch of squabbling fourth graders. And at the same time, I mean, look, Kevin McCarthy won 200.
Yes.
Out of 218 votes. No, excuse me. Yeah. He lost only 8 votes. And yet, that was enough because of the concessions he made to become Speaker to knock him out of that job. But yeah, where was the plan B? Scalise couldn't get it done. Jordan doesn't look like he can get it done. And so they're leaderless. It's an awful face to show to the American public, particularly when we're now enmeshed in 2 wars.
And I'll bring this up. I know that Jim Jordan was firmly in Kevin McCarthy's court. And even though Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy weren't necessarily in the greatest terms, Steve Scalise did not say, I want to be Speaker. That was not on his agenda. He's dealing with cancer cancer treatment. So they didn't want this. Now people are kind of looking at him as the bad guys. But Jordan's like, okay, if I'm going to be Speaker, I'm going to go win. He's got that winning attitude. He went overboard, clearly. So now he looks bad. Scalise looks weak. Kevin McCarthy's exasperated. And Matt Gaetz says, I don't care. I'm going to get reelected anyway.
And maybe run for governor in Florida. Look, I don't understand why they can't solve this, why they can't come up with some kind of consensus candidate who hasn't ticked everybody off to be the next Speaker of the House. It just makes them look weak, confused, and it might be one thing. It would be kind of like Beltway inside baseball if it was happening in a relatively calm period. But a time when, you know, just about everybody agrees we've got to get aid to Israel, there's some agreement, but disputed, we've got to get aid to Ukraine, and this is a clown show.
Howie Kurtz, watch him at 11 o'clock, Media Buzz, and check out his podcast. Howie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. When we come back, I'll take your calls, and then we have a great guest at the bottom of the hour. It'll be Josh Rogan, Washington Post. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Fast police work and alarm bells about a suspicious car helped bring 9-year-old Charlotte Senna home. Charlotte was camping with her family in a Saratoga State Park and was snatched from her bike. Police in upstate New York say they were watching her parents' house when a sketchy driver pulled up and slipped something into the mailbox. When the car drove off, the trooper took a closer look and found a ransom letter and issued a be-on-the-lookout alert for the vehicle's description around 4:20 a.m. 14 hours later, at 2:30 p.m., fingerprints on the note matched that of Craig Ross Jr., a 1999 drunk driving suspect, and by 6:30 p.m., Charlotte had been recovered alive and in good health 48 hours after her disappearance, found in a cabinet in Ross's rundown camper in his mom's backyard. A retired NYPD inspector told Fox Digital, ransom abductions are extremely rare, and in this case, helped put an alleged kidnapper behind bars charged with first-degree kidnapping. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Foreigners aren't the only ones visiting the city of Paris these days. The city of light has a bed bug problem. For weeks, the parasitic insects have been infesting parts of the city. Pest control specialists have been hard at work in a bid to eradicate the infestation. One government official blaming global warming for the outbreak. The problem comes just months before Paris is set to host the Olympic Games. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes bedbugs as small, flat, parasitic insects that feed solely on the blood of people and animals when they sleep, and they can live for several months without a meal. They're not known to spread disease, but they can cause itching and losing sleep. Sometimes the itching can lead to excessive scratching, which in turn can lead to a secondary skin infection. Infestations are usually treated by insecticide spraying. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine throttling up, 3 inches now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here. Just a quick note. Teddy and Booker T come out on Tuesday. I know we're not focused on history. We're talking about now, although knowing history right now will put us all in perspective. If you want to get it, pre-order, just go to BrianKilmeade.com. I could also pre-sign it, especially if holidays coming up. The other thing to keep in mind, too, I got these live events where I talk about all the books at once. Best of all, I get a chance to meet you in person. I'm going to be in Redback, New Jersey. I'm going to be in Michigan. I'm going to be in Illinois. We've got a whole slate of big events coming up your way. So just go to BrianKilmeade.com and just click on get tickets and VIP options. Gives us, I can meet with you before and get a chance to find out what's on your mind, what you like and what you don't like. So Red Banks, New Jersey, first up, and that is November 10th. So some tickets available still. Anything else, you'll see the book signings that we're still putting together. But they'll be all across the Northeast. And we'll try to fit that in between war coverage. Also, keep in mind, too, coming up next on this show is Josh Rogan. Josh Rogan's got a great perspective on China, and he's yelling from the rooftops about the threat. finally people are beginning to listen. He was paying attention when Russia showed up with China and talked about their all no holds barred relationship with each other, and also says there is definitely a connection between Hamas and Russia. A meeting with Lavrov in Moscow. Keep it here.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians, and thousands of Ukrainian children forcibly taken into Russia, stolen from their parents. It's sick. Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it.
That is a little of the 15-minute speech that President Biden gave yesterday. Is he approaching this the right way? And is someone pulling the strings of Hamas besides Iran? Could it be Russia? And what about attention that should have been paid, perhaps, if there wasn't such a brutal attack October 7th on what was happening with the Belt and Road Program and the big summit they had over in China? With me right now, a guy who never takes his eye off the ball, what's happening over there, Washington Post columnist Josh Rogan. Josh, you know, Vladimir Putin did call Benjamin Netanyahu, who had evidently had a decent relationship, and said, you know, he's going to keep his eye and try to keep things quiet in the Gaza Strip. What role do you think Russia has in all this besides benefiting from this attack on Israel?
Right. Well, I mean, Putin called Netanyahu like 10 days later, you know, and that wasn't an accident. And then he immediately took off for Beijing to spend a few days with his dear friend Xi Jinping, while they celebrated what they call their New World Order, which is a world where autocracy and repression reign, and where might makes right, and where the United States and the West no longer have power and influence. And, you know, it's kind of shocking, actually, to me, because Putin and Netanyahu had a pretty good relationship, and Israel had stayed out of the business of supporting Ukraine because it wanted Russia's acquiescence to strike Iranian targets in Syria. But Putin threw all that away. Now, that's one way that he sort of supported Hamas. The other way is that he did it diplomatically. They've been pushing resolutions calling on Israel to not retaliate and blaming the United States for the crisis and supporting the Palestinian position. And then, of course, there's the money. All of the terrorist groups get their money from Iran, but it's laundered through Moscow and Moscow-based crypto exchanges. Then there's the weapons. And it's hard to know, but there are a lot of Russian, North Korean, and Iranian weapons in Hamas hands. How did they get there? There are some reports that Wagner military guys helped train Hamas. At least that's what the Ukrainians say. Then there's the propaganda. And I don't know about your TikTok feed, Brian, but my TikTok feed is full of Russian and Chinese propaganda about Hamas is right and the Israelis are wrong and it's all the United States' fault and the Jews' fault. And that's a multi-billion. So in all of those ways, Russia, China, Iran, and Hamas are working together, as they have been. And now they're just working together, including on supporting Hamas in this war. And that is the basic argument for why Biden is saying that we need to fund both Ukraine and Israel. I don't know if he articulated that very clearly in his speech last night. I'm not sure any minds were changed. But anyway, that's that basic argument I agree with, although I don't agree with how the Biden administration has necessarily gone about selling the idea.
There was reports that Hamas terrorists were in Moscow meeting with Lavrov, and that would show a link. They do benefit from it. You know, Iran is part of this new axis of evil. Iran controls Hamas and Hezbollah. That could be enough to draw conclusions, and you would think on the surface that Russia would benefit from it because less eyes on what they're doing, the carnage that they're doing and being victim of in Ukraine. And by the way, the Ukrainians haven't slowed up because people aren't watching. In fact, they're still making some progress. This is a Russian offensive, but there's no doubt about it. The Russians being forced out of Crimea, their navy out of Crimea is huge, and they're making some progress in other places with these attackums blowing up, I think, 8 helicopters the other day. So it's not like we're no longer supporting the war. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you know when you give the Ukrainians the weapons that they
are begging for that they say they need, it actually works. Imagine if Biden had given him those attackums a year ago. Why didn't they get them a year ago? Why only now after tens of thousands of Ukrainians have died, right? So Biden has been half pregnant on this Ukraine thing the whole time, which undermines his argument when he comes to Congress and tells the Republicans they should vote for another, what, $60, $70, $80 billion is going to be in this bill that they're going to release next week. That's a tough sell on a good day if you're doing everything right. And when, you know, there are some Republican criticisms of the Ukraine aid that I don't agree with, like it's not in our interest. I don't agree with that. There are some that I do agree with, which is that the president hasn't done what you would really need to do to win the war. You got to go big or go home on this thing, and he hasn't explained it really to the American people as to why it's important, at least until last night. It was really kind of hard to understand, frankly. So I get why there's a lot of opposition to this Ukraine aid, but in the end, you know, the thing that would be Putin's wet dream, his birthday present, the cherry on the icing would be if we stop. If we pull the rug out from the Ukrainians in the middle of the counteroffensive, that would be the most horrible thing we could do to these Ukrainians. It's just for no, with no strategy or anything, just totally stop giving them money because, you know, be like, oh, you're on your own. And I don't think that would be good for Ukraine. I don't think it would be good for Israel. I don't think it would be good for Taiwan. And I don't think it would be good for the United States.
It would be terrible for the country. Anybody who's thinking this thing through, like smart guys like J.D. Vance know better. I don't get it why he would be like that. And I, you know, there's, you know, Jim Jordan saying the same thing. We got to stop the Ukraine aid. I don't know where this stuff comes from. Well, since when do you just throw in the towel? You want to change tactics. You want an audit. You want to stop using our funds to pay pensions. I get that. You better find out why these secretaries, cabinet secretaries got fired. I'm all for that. But when you see the way they fight and how hard they're fighting and what they want to do, be part of the EU and NATO, and how wrong the Russians are, there's no nuance there. This was unprovoked action, not challenged until 550 days ago. So unless you're pro-Russia and China having a dominant place in this world and us looking as bad leaving Ukraine as we did leaving Afghanistan, you fund this thing, but intelligently. And that's what came across last night. I also would like to see a harder edge to the three attacks that happened to our ships in three different locations, to our bases in Iraq and Syria, and our ship off the coast of Yemen. To me, Josh, you got to answer hard to this stuff.
Well, right. Well, let's get to that. But let me just first respond to what you said about Russia. Listen, I think that a lot of Republicans see the politics of this changing. And you know, when I talk to some Republicans who are even, like you said, the ones who know better, who have served, who know that, like, Russia's bad and Ukraine needs to be defended and that, you know, China's going to attack Taiwan if they think we're so weak that we won't even stand up for Ukraine. They know better, but they're looking at what their Republican polls, and that's a legitimate thing for them to look at. But what I'm saying is that when it gets to the general election, are the Republicans really going to run against Biden from the he's too strong in Ukraine position? Is that really what's, you know, because the polling shows that most Americans want to not lose. They want to help Ukraine win the war and stop Russia here and understand that, like, actually the costs of helping Ukraine are much, much less than the costs if Ukraine loses and then Russia keeps going. But all of those things are sort of wrapped up in the overall fight inside of the speaker's race, as you know. So we're just going to have to wait to see how that plays out. Meanwhile, as you point out, Iranian proxies in Yemen, in Iraq, and in Syria are attacking U.S. forces as we speak. And it's a lot worse, actually, than the Defense Department has admitted. And I'm telling you right now, Brian, from my reporting, I'm in touch with people on the ground in Syria and Iraq, and the attacks are ongoing. In other words, there were more yesterday, and there were some Tuesday, and there were some Wednesday, and there were more than the Pentagon has acknowledged. And what that means is that the Iranians are activating their proxies all over the region. And one U.S. contractor died. The Pentagon, I don't know if you saw this, the Pentagon said, well, that was the false alarm. That wasn't the attack. The alarms went
off. Heart attack.
Heart attack, right. But either way, it's part of this pattern of the Iranians attacking the Americans through these proxies. And yeah, the only sane thing to do is to nip that in the bud by killing those people who attacked our troops. And most of them are in Iraq and Syria, so it doesn't mean attacking Iran. It means basically attacking them in Iraq and Syria, maybe a couple in Yemen, before they get the idea that it's okay to attack Americans, because we got, what, 3,500 troops in Iraq and Syria. And, you know, we got to protect them. That's job number one, I think.
But you know what bothers me? Maybe I got spoiled because Schwarzkopf was so convincing, and we had some really good spokespeople. But listen to Brigadier General Pat Ryder describing some of these attacks. Cut 21.
these small-scale attacks are clearly concerning and dangerous, right? And we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to do everything necessary to ensure that we're protecting our forces. And if and when we choose to respond, we'll do so on a time of our choosing.
Okay, enough. I mean, we see this guy, and then every follow-up question after, he's like, well, I just said everything I'm going to say on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't even play the next part, which is where he says, it's not clear that they're linked to what's going on in Israel. That's what he said. He's like, oh, maybe it's not had nothing to do with what's going on in Israel and Gaza. Like, excuse me? Does that pass the laugh test? What is this, like a spate of attacks by Iranian proxies at the moment that the Iranian proxies are fighting Israel? It would be funny if it wasn't so sad, okay? Sure. But remember, this is what the Pentagon did when the Iranians attacked the same exact base after Trump killed Soleimani. They lied about the damage because they didn't want it to get out of control because they don't want to get into a hot war with Iran. But it's not the job of the military people to lie to the American people to make us feel better. It's the job to tell the truth so that the policymakers can make the decision. So I think these Pentagon guys have got to become more transparent because this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Absolutely, too, because they're wearing the uniform, and we expect a certain candor, right?
We appreciate their service, but we can't hide the fact that American troops are under attack in at least three countries.
So Josh Rogan, our guest from the Washington Post. Josh, so do you believe that China could actually not only, among the countries that came to visit them during the Belt and Road Summit, was Hungary, by the way. So do you think that China might take advantage of this and just make a quick move like they did in Hong Kong and maybe start taking shots at Taiwan and measuring our response, especially with two of our aircraft carriers back in the Middle East?
I mean, the Chinese government will definitely take advantage as much as they can. I don't think they're going to attack anything. I don't think they're ready to attack Taiwan. I don't think that's their first option anyway. But, yeah, in propaganda, in development, in economics, it's a distraction from their genocide, from their aggression. And they have been. They have been menacing Taiwan during this whole thing just to be jerks about it. You know what I mean? Just to be like, hey, Taiwan, you see what's happening over there? You could be next. That's the kind of capricious cruelty and meanness that comes out of the Chinese Communist Party every single day for the Taiwanese and a lot of these other countries. And so, yeah, I'm sure that they're seeking every opportunity, not just to advance their aggression, but to profit off of it and God knows what else. And that's the point, is that, you know, in the end, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they're helping each other in lots of different ways. But guess what? They're on that team, right? We're on the other team. Guess what? Our team's actually the better team. We have a lot more allies, better allies, more money, better military, better economies. You know, if we could just get our act together and sort of and rise to this challenge, which we just can't seem to manage because of our own dysfunction and division, and that's kind of the problem.
It is. As we search for a speaker, and I understand the vote is going to get underway, and if please tell me anyone that you know that thinks it's going to be any different than the last vote, maybe worse for Jim Jordan. So here's Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who's been on the money often and goes to Iraq as well. Cut 8.
You saw the attack went on by Iranian proxies right now in Iraq. We know they're behind it. And he's got to make a hard call on what he wants to do. Because if Hezbollah comes into this fight, then the next question is, okay, what are you going to do with Iran? How are you going to handle it? And normalizing relations is a huge mistake. It's a terrorist state. 13 days ago, in their parliament, they chanted, death to America, death to Israel. There are 32 dead Americans from Israel in Israel as a result of that attack. There's over a dozen missing. That's the big threat he's facing today.
And are you convinced he's got the team around him? Jake Sullivan, Secretary of State Blinken. I don't really know much about the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, except for he's looking for black pilots, not the best pilots. So I'm wondering if you have any indication that you think that Joe Biden's up for this.
Well, listen, you know, the first 12 days of this crisis are not a ringing endorsement for the competency of the Biden administration foreign policy team. You've had Tony Blinken go from country to country to country, basically getting insulted and humiliated. Mohammed bin Salman, the clown prince of Saudi Arabia, made him wait for several hours in the middle of the crisis just to show him who's boss. Then Biden goes all the way to the region, and the president of Egypt and the king of Jordan, not to mention the head of the Palestinian Authority, don't show up for the meeting. Okay, there was a bombing. I get it. It was tense. But when the president of the United States comes over and the whole strategy is, oh, we're going to meet with our Arab allies, the ones that we give money to, and then they won't even show up for the meeting. That should tell you all you need to know about the effectiveness of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East right now. Now, it's great to stand by Israel. I think President did the right thing by standing by Israel. But he's also supposed to have all of these relationships to all of these other Arab countries, and it all petered out to nothing. They can't even get the aid in. So, yeah, I think you have to, like, rate that as, like, a C or worse. Okay? Now, is that the problem because Jake Sullivan said 2 weeks before the crisis that the Middle East was quiet and everything was hunky-dory? Yeah, he got that one wrong.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, I think basically this is it's not the United States' fault, but it just goes to show how much our power and influence has diminished in the region.
And Josh spends considerable time there, mostly in Japan, so you understand what goes on and how worried the neighbors are. Here's what heartens me. The Chinese have indicators on their economy, short-term, long-term. They're in trouble. They're in trouble because they have 3 million homes for 4 billion people. They're in trouble. Their real estate is falling apart. The young people are not working. The budget is not balancing. There's a lack of trust since the pandemic in their own government. And I think with the one-child policy, their future isn't exactly bright. Am I over-optimistic about the bad future for China?
Listen, China is going to be the largest economy in the world sooner or later. It's going to have the most people in the world. It's going to be a huge world player for the rest of our lives. None of that's going to change. I also don't think the Chinese Communist Party is brittle. I think they have a firm control over their country and their people. And, they use genocide and every other atrocity and technological tool of cruelty to achieve that. But what you're saying is true in the sense that we have this idea that, oh, these autocracies are so good because they can make decisions, because they promote the best people, because they can think long term, because they don't have to deal with these pesky elections. And all of that is actually nonsense, because these autocracies are inherently unstable, because they rest on a culture of deity to one man, and that man is usually all bets are off.
I don't see that in your column. You don't use that word enough. Josh Rogan, The Washington Post, thank you.
I should.
Yeah. You really should. Think about it. Get past your editor. Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for street. Can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We remind them that the House has the power of the purse, that we appropriate the money. So we're certainly going to take a look at what they have. We're going to provide the input. But we do have the Appropriations Committee here in the House. Now, having said that, Sandra, we don't have a speaker in the House. And that's why I keep calling on my colleagues to, we need to stay here until we fill this vacancy. Every day we go without a speaker, it sends a terrible message to the world and our adversaries. That we're dysfunctional, that we are not capable of governing in a democracy. And that's the case that they, all of our adversaries make.
And that is Chairman of Foreign Relations. That is Congressman Michael McCaul. He's flabbergasted. He's just trying to get things done. He's at the nexus, sees the danger in Ukraine, sees the need for funding, sees understanding the rise of China, how we have to get tougher there, and then we know the challenge that happened October 7th with Israel. And can't believe it, how many questions he gets when he travels about what's going on with your government. What did Kevin McCarthy do wrong? I don't understand why you need a new speaker. I don't understand how you can function without one. The question is, the answer to that is they can. Jim Jordan called a press conference this morning at 8 o'clock to say basically he's running again, and they're nominating him now. And by the way, who's nominating him? The guy who should be speaker, Kevin McCarthy. It's crazy.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to RoundHouseProvisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
now at Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.